Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome back to 97.5 The Fanatic. I am D. Lynam, following Andrew Salchunas. Always fired up. Can't even imagine. If I'm tired tomorrow morning, I won't be tired for long. Sitting across from Andrew starting at 9 a.m. But long before that, we have time to have a good conversation here this evening. I'll be with you for the next nearly 3 hours leading up to the Flyers and Panthers. Pre-game will be at 6:50. But we will start with Eagles because it is all Eagles all the time for the next 24 hours. Right about now, tomorrow, be 23 minutes away from kickoff, not just for the Eagles down in Washington, but also for the Bears in Minnesota and the Rams out west playing the 49ers. So it will be interesting across the board. Will they or won't they beat the Redskins? I know Andrew said everybody has it as checked off. That's a done deal. I think notoriously they have had trouble with Washington in Washington. But I understand. I think, Brian, was it you that said there are 18 Redskins that will be playing tomorrow that have not yet played at FedEx Field this year?
Yeah, there's 17 Redskins that have not yet played 17. On their home field, so, for God's sake. The Eagles better win this game.
Right. Just in terms of how banged up they are and how many backups are playing should tell you enough. So, of course, they got to go in with the same attitude, and I say the same kind of game plan that has had them be successful each of these last 2 weeks, first the Rams and then against the Texans. Will they or won't they be preparing for a playoff game this time next week? You say what? I say they will do their part, and I also say that as badly as Minnesota needs it, they need it to get in. And both the Bears and the Rams are playing for things that can, you know, look, the Bears would love to have a bye, I believe. The Rams, you think that matters. But they're going to have home field. So it's a little different. The pressure to absolutely win that game lies mostly on the Vikings. And for me, therein comes the stat that the fact that Kirk Cousins in his career is 4-24 against winning teams plays a factor for me. Because I say the Bears will put him in tough situations, and why all of a sudden do we think he's going to come through for his team when 4-24 against winning teams in his career? That is unbelievable to me. Now, they are at home, and I get that. So you can weigh in on that part. All right, I say it all starts with what the Eagles can control, and that is beating the Washington Redskins. So I was looking at, I like the idea of that they have been running the ball more in these last two. Well, last week, actually, somebody would say to me, not really, because they ran it 22 times for 57 yards, threw the ball 50 times, 35 completions covering 471 yards. But the week before against Los Angeles, 30 rushes for 111 yards, 31 passes, of which Foles completed 24, that for 270 yards. So basically, what is the necessary balance for you that would say success for the Eagles tomorrow? Or you may say it lies on the other side, in the defense's hands. Personally, I like the way the offense has looked the last 2 weeks. I like that everybody is involved. And so I also throw to you, who's the standout player for you heading into the game? For me, it's Darren Sproles. I believe the play of Sproles over the past 4 weeks has been outstanding. There is a feeling of confidence and calm when Sproles is doing his thing. Like even on that last drive when they finally had gotten into the field position that they wanted to be for that final field goal, you're handing it off to Sproles, and I wasn't worried. I was sure that he had sure hands in that situation. So basically I'm saying in Sproles, I trust. He had 9 carries last week, 3 receptions, covering a total of 108 yards. So going in, I like the fact I want Sproles in the mix and playing the way he's played these last 4 weeks. I think it makes a big difference. Now, for me, I'm sure people will say Foles, Alshon Jeffries, or that combo, something like that. And finally, I throw at you, we know the Super Bowl was everyone's top sports moment of 2018. But what would fill out your top three? So what would be your top three moments of 2018 from a sports standpoint? I took it in a little bit of a different direction. I kind of mixed it up with sports moments of the professional nature and then some on the lower tier nature. And then I have one that was a personal level. So because I've covered the Sixers for so many years and basketball is kind of in my blood, watching that group after so many, many difficult seasons of where I did not necessarily trust the process, but to watch that group get past Miami in the first round and have the opportunity to play the Celtics in the second round. Now, I thought from a series standpoint, that series could have been better. I thought it was going to go seven games. I thought it was going to be a renewed, a renewed rivalry that was so great back in the day when it was Dr. J and Larry Bird. But maybe that will still be somewhere down the line. But for me, anyhow, it was watching that group advance to the second round. And just for a lot of people who had gone through a lot of losses, just to see that turn the corner was cool. And actually to go in on a 16-game winning streak to the playoffs. The whole combination of the end of their season and into the postseason was pretty cool. Then my second one I have is on August 30th, I was playing a golf match at my club, and the match was tied on the 14th hole, and it's par three, and I hit a good shot, and I'm walking up with my caddy, and I don't see my ball, and I said, wow, I think I hit a good shot, and I think that was the right club. Maybe it went off the back. And when I don't see the ball, I say, can you please check the cup? And sure enough, it was a hole in one. So I win the hole, and then I win the match because that just propelled me to a different level. I mean, if you get a hole in one, and you don't win your match, that'd be ridiculous. So that was my second. Again, I said it was a personal thing. And my third was my son has been waiting and waiting and waiting these last couple of years for his 12-year-old Little League team to be able to get to go to Cooperstown. Well, that happened, but I had to work. But amazingly, at Cooperstown, they put a camera behind home plate. It's really, the quality is amazing. There's no announcers, but you can hear all the gnat sounds, crack of the bat, people cheering, whatnot. Anyhow, I got to see him hit a double to the wall. And like all of his teammates were so fired. They won the game. I think it was an RBI double. But just to see all of his teammates cheering for him down there when he got the hit and when he made it to second base. So anyhow, those kinds of things. I always like to reflect on what happened in the year anyhow, because I sent out a Christmas card with pictures on it. And really, you say to yourself, I'm like, well, what did we do last year? And because of Instagram, I'm able to kind of document where my whole year went. And so, my hole in one ball, I think there was a picture of that up there. So anyhow, what was your best sports moments? Whether you participated in something, watched something. Yes, of course, the Super Bowl will get, you know, I would imagine 100% from the fans out there. But what else would be in your top three for 2018? Because today is December 29th. We only have a couple of days remaining before we turn over a new leaf and go to 2019. And also, right before or just a short while ago, reports came out that it looks like John Wall is going to probably shut it down and get season-ending heel surgery. He's been really bothered by a bad heel. A specialist has recommended the surgery for him. And Washington has struggled mightily. And why do I bring it up? I bring it up because it could impact what is available from that roster. Now, you say, well, they're having such a losing season. I think they only have 13 wins currently. What would you want? But the number one thing that you might be able to do at this point is make a deal for a Bradley Beal. Make a deal for a Bradley Beal. Now, and when I say that, they also wouldn't have a point guard, not a good one at least, for the next 6 to 8 months, because that's how long it says the heel surgery rehab would be. And so you could package money-wise Fultz and Wilson Chandler and that 2021 pick that is unprotected, and that would equal Beal's salary. And I say, whoa, that would do it for me. 610-632-0975. I mean, you could go smaller if you want and go get maybe deal for Ariza or the Morris brother. You could do that, but I'd start big. I would go big, and they would have the time to let Fultz have develop and have a fresh start in a new place, grew up down there, and maybe that would be their point guard of their future. Who knows what John Wall will be like when he comes back after that heel surgery. So 610-632-0975. Your thoughts on the Eagles tomorrow. What equals success for you? And, you know, Nicky Foles, will it be the last time we're watching him as a Philadelphia Eagle? You hope not, because you'd like to think after this nice run, if in fact they do win tomorrow, that it has the opportunity to continue into another week and maybe even a week after that. But they got to get it done first. I, for one, believe in balance. I think they've done a much better job of wanting to run the ball. And running the ball probably allowed for Foles to have such a monster week last week. Run early, and then he was 35 of 50 for 471 yards. The week before, they did run it 30 times for 111 yards. So the balance that we always talk about, don't always see, but they seem to be in a good groove offensively right now. And so for you, who is going to be your standout star going into the game? Who do you pick? I picked Darren Sproles. I just think he's been a big reason of why they have looked so much improved over these last couple of weeks, winning 4 out of 5 and the last two. Even though Foles has been the quarterback for the last two, I think the presence of Darren Sproles is such a huge difference maker. And again, for him, 9 carries last week. He had 3 receptions, total yards, 108. He actually also, he returned one. It was only 11 yards. And then just what would fill out your top 3 sports moments of 2018? You know, Philly, watching Philly, that might be one. Villanova, that could be in your top 3. What is it? For me, I went one of the professionals, and then a personal, and then watching my kid play a game, getting a double at Cooperstown, which I never did something like that as a kid, but pretty cool as a parent to watch a kid do that. 610-632-0975. And also, we ride the wave of Ben Simmons, the jumper, the no jumper. He had another jumper against the Jazz the other night. By the way, I couldn't believe they have 2 days off for this. They won't play the Blazers until tomorrow. But Ben Simmons, I thought he had a phenomenal game. Actually, as a group, they played outstanding against the Jazz. But is this what we will always do with him? When his jumper fails him or he doesn't look to shoot it, do we want him out of here? And then when he has a decent game, or a triple-double, and makes a jumper here or there, are we okay with him? Is it the right mix? He's not going anywhere, I can tell you that. Not in the short term. And I do think more times than not, it does work with him and Embiid and Jimmy Butler. I do believe that. I think the weaknesses are elsewhere. The weaknesses are in their depth or lack thereof, and in stopping other high-level perimeter players. So, but are we always going to ride the wave with Ben's jumper when it's good, or that it's not a factor of hurting them? Are we okay? But the minute it becomes a factor, like it was in Boston, because they showed him a wall, play off of him, clog the lane, which impedes Embiid, is then get him out of here because he's not the right fit. How will it go? 610-632-0975. Tell me your thoughts. Share the conversation about the Eagles and what needs to happen from your perspective tomorrow in Washington. They do their part. Look for a little help from the Bears. And again, I said, obviously the Vikings need it the most, but that number on Kirk Cousins in big winning situations, well, playing against winning teams, 4-24 in his career. Now you may say, well, one doesn't happen against the other, or meaning like maybe they were all just isolated situations and he ends up with this record of 4-24 against good teams. But to me, there's a pattern there, and whether that's because in tight situations something happens with him and his performance, and he does. Some people just don't perform well when the pressure is great, and he may be one of those guys. So Kirk Cousins needs it the most, but in those situations, it has not worked out well for him historically. So we'll see. And the Bears, I like their attitude. You got to go in thinking there's a chance to have a bye the following week. Like, you don't know what will happen in that Rams 49ers game. And so I think if you're the Bears, you must play to think that you are going to have an opportunity to have that first round bye. And so if I'm the Bears, I'm playing hard. I'm going after them. I know that I beat them once before. I mean, sure, you can take the conversation, well, if you're the Bears, you may want to play the Vikings a third time as opposed to having to face the Eagles in that first round on your home field. I personally don't think it ever really works out when a team starts to try to pick who they're going to play by winning or losing against a certain team to try to get to play somebody else. I find that difficult, in my opinion. I just don't think in professional sports that happens. So we go to the phone lines.
Hello?
Hey, Dominic. Thanks for calling 97.5.
Hey, oh my God, I'm sorry. Hey, D, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Happy Saturday.
Very good Saturday, because I'm working and you make it easier for me, so I appreciate it.
Oh, excellent. Well, you make it easier for me when I'm working, so that's a good two-way street there.
Thank you. So this is the thing I don't get. I know you're a Wentz supporter, and I know you're a Simmons supporter, as same as myself. I don't understand how a fan base...
Well, I'm not anti-Foles. I just think that Wentz is your quarterback after this season is over, and rightly so.
And I'm the same as you.
Right.
I think that he, as far as Foles, I thought he was what he was. And for him to come in this year and do what he's doing, he's showing me even more. I'm impressed. I'm impressed, but it still doesn't change the fact of the matter that we have a guy who, people need to remember, last year was Wentz's second year. He was a rookie 2 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
His second year, he was... now, injuries, if you're afraid of injuries and think, oh, my God, he's injury prone, okay. If that's the...
That's fair to add to the conversation, but not enough that I wouldn't keep the guy and build around him for my future.
Me neither. And I'm just putting that out there as someone who's a Wentz supporter, as a talent supporter, as just a Philadelphia fan, and what I see, I'll put that out there and say, if that's your argument, okay, I can get it. But
right.
A guy in second year who missed three games and still almost won the MVP.
I know, how about it?
Right. And then you have a guy like Ben Simmons, who was rookie of the year. This is his second year. Does he do things that infuriate me as far as not shooting yet? Okay, yeah, he does. But the kid does so many good things that I think people almost forget that we're so. Listen, I'm not young, but I'm not old. I'm 43, and I've seen it, you know, since Barkley days till now. I've seen it from Randall Cunningham till now, and I think I'm somewhere in the middle of a millennial and someone a little before that. And the fact of the matter is that we need instant gratification, yeah, that we don't realize that we have something so special as far as Carson Wentz and as far as Ben Simmons. These guys are in their second year.
Yep.
They're they're not finished products. If you can't see all the great things that they do and bring to the table and know they're only going to get better, then listen, that's a you problem. That's a you problem, and you're not where I was starting this conversation. Philadelphia fans are supposed to be smart, then you're not as smart as we were. And we've dumbed down, and you're a moron at this point. So if you can't look at it, you're kind of dumb. I'm sorry.
Dominic, I appreciate the call. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday.
Thank you, Dave.
All right, we'll talk again soon. Thanks to Dominic. We'll go to Thomas in Houston, Texas. Thomas, thanks for joining us here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, D, how you doing?
Doing all right. How's Houston?
It's beautiful, D. Beautiful. No state income tax. We can get more than that.
I like your thinking.
Yeah. You one of my favorites, D.
Thanks.
I think some of the people who just don't necessarily agree with the Ben Simmons thing, the reason why they like that is because of your previous callers. Like, if you have an objective view of Ben Simmons, people automatically call you dumb, which I know he would never do to my face, but they call you dumb and stupid and all this stuff. This is what the people that I know about Ben Simmons don't like. I don't think we want to trade him, but it seems like it's the only thing to get him. He's so arrogant and cocky. When you come out and say, it's not going to happen. That's what he said in the interview once. He's like, I know people want me to take a jump or take threes this year. It's not going to happen. What you're doing is you're telling the people what you're not going to do. And I think one of the biggest problems is Brett Brown is so close with his players and Ben Father, we know the story, is that he gets this personal. You cannot have your personal relationship come into us. I would tell Ben, listen, Ben, until you take the jumper in the fourth quarter when the game is tight, we're sitting you down. And then I bet you he'll start taking the jumper. The problem is Brett Brown, he gets so close with Ben. Ben is so stubborn and arrogant. So when people say trade Ben Simmons, they really don't want to trade him. They're just trying to get him to say, hey, listen, man, do not like
add
you
it.
Don't have
to, yeah, don't be
do,
like add that part to your arsenal, I was gonna say.
It's almost like we want to discipline Ben because Brett Brown won't do it. So we just saying that nobody really wants to trade him. You're right.
I'm with you there, Thomas.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling us from Houston, Texas. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Thanks very much. I'm going to react to Thomas's thoughts about that on the other side, but we have to take our first break. I'm coming back to Rick, Scott, Dave. You can join the conversation. 610-632-0975. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. It comes down to week 17. The Birds need a win in Washington and a Vikings loss to the Bears to reach the playoffs. The playoff hopes are alive and the final week of the NFL season is upon us. We're talking Eagles football on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Bob Cratchit, get in here.
Yes, Mr. Scrooge?
Cratchit, I just saw the paperwork on the new Kia I asked you to get me from Gateway Kia. It says I saved $6,000. Is this true?
Yes, sir.
Just for that, Cratchit, I'm going to...
Oh, no.
Raise your salary. Happy holidays, dear boy.
This holiday season, Gateway Kia will double your down payment up to $6,000 or give you up to $6,000 over book value for your trade. Or sign and drive a new 2019 Kia Forte. Just $169 a month. Zero down payment. Zero first payment. Zero do it sign. Or a new 2019 Kia Sportage. Only $199 a month. Zero down payment, zero first payment, zero do it signing. We'll see you at Gateway Kia, Route 611 in Warrington and on Route 309 in Quakertown. Or log on to shopgatewaykia.com.
Discount Kia Giants.
light up the holiday sales event.
Leases are 36 months, zero security deposit, 10,000 miles per year. Lease at tax title. DMV discounts only. Trade counts value of credit approval expires 12/31/18.
And now a message from Puffs Plus Lotion Tissues. Coughing and sneezing aren't the season's worst flaw. It's the ordinary tissues that can leave noses raw. With each little wipe, they can leave noses red. So do your sniffer a favor. Buy Puffs Plus Lotion instead. Puffs have lotion to soothe and are soft on your nose. You'll feel the difference with each of your blows, especially during cold and flu season. A nose in need deserves Puffs indeed.
I can't believe it.
That we're playing 4-on-4 basketball with a barbershop quartet?
Pass the ball, pass the rock. We're open, just pass the ball.
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Believe it, Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
So let me get this straight, Jackie. You, a truck driver, has to track your own mileage? Of course you don't have enough to think about. You're only driving 40 tons of precious cargo 3,000 miles by yourself. Please! Let's also keep doodles of our mileage.
QuickBooks automatically tracks every mile, saving up to $4,600 in tax time.
You know where your energy should be focused? That ding-dong who can't drive.
QuickBooks, backing you. Average tax savings based on QuickBooks self-employed tax year 2017. Customers that had business expenses, no taxes.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. O'Reilly.
Extend the life of your vehicle and save money when you purchase a 5-quart jug of O'Reilly conventional motor oil for $16.99. Keep your engine clean and lubricated. Pick up a 5-quart jug of O'Reilly conventional motor oil for $16.99. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Verizon Fios TV customers, don't lose ESPN, the Fiesta, Rose, and Sugar Bowls, the College Football National Championship, the NFL Wild Card Game, and the NBA on ESPN could soon be gone. And 6ABC, Freeform, and the Disney Networks could all soon be gone from your Verizon lineup. Take action. Call Verizon now at 1-800-837-4966 and tell them you want to keep all the networks you're paying for.
Natalie Eganoff here for my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. If you're looking for that wow gift, you'll find it at the tri-state area's fastest growing Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram dealer, TurnersvilleJeep.com. Right now, during the Big Finish event, save not 10, not 20, but up to 30% off MSRP. Choose from a huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. The general manager, Ron Fina, had me test drive a new Cherokee, and I loved it so much. It had the cool tech I wanted and the legendary 4x4 performance I need for winter. Get amazing deals on your wow gift during the Big Finish event at TurnersvilleJeep.com in Turnersville, New Jersey, and tell them Natalie from the Fanatics sent you.
2017 Jeep Renegade Latitude 4-cylinder manual transmission, MSRP $25,575. Selling price with 30% discount is $17,902 plus tax and tags. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer ends December 31st, 2018.
Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum. Over two decades helping our community.
Sports Talk for Broomall and all of Delco.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back to 97.5, The Fanatic. I am D-Line. I'm with you until it is Flyers hockey time. They'll be playing the Panthers at 7 o'clock. Pre-game will come your way at 6:50, but we've got lots of time to talk about the Eagles, their game against the Redskins tomorrow. Who's your standout star that you need going into the game? that performance is going to translate into a W, and then you just have to do a little waiting and see what the Bears do against the Vikings. That and your top three sports moments of 2018. And I said, I understand in this neck of the woods, obviously the Super Bowl is number one for almost everybody who will offer it. So I say, what are your top three? What rounds it out? What else joins the Super Bowl? We go to Rick in Easton. Rick, thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
My pleasure, Dee. I watched it for many years on TV, and I just want to say first and foremost, your knowledge of all sports is excellent and incredible.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
No, my pleasure. I had my days on the sports talk show. We'll talk about that later if I have time. Real quick, I have a different variety of sports to talk about.
Okay.
Real quick, Ben Simmons.
Yes, sir.
Someone's going to tell me his scoring average since Butler has gotten here. Somehow, some way, shape, or form, is probably about 8 to 9 points higher than it was before Butler got here. I don't know if anybody really is taking notice to that at all.
Well, the average isn't that increased. That he has had higher scoring performances in given games, yes. He's averaging 16 points, but he was never below 10.
Right. So he's scoring a lot more now that since Butler's been here, and I find that interesting because Butler gets a majority of points after Embiid. My biggest question and issue with the Sixers is we know Embiid is a once-in-a-20-year millennia-type player, and so probably will Simmons be. The issue is in crunch time,
sure,
when we really need them to really not turn the ball over in the last couple of minutes of the game, it seems like against Toronto, Boston, Milwaukee, Indiana, on the road. I don't understand what it is, but Embiid and Simmons continue to frustrate me with turnovers when it comes to crunch time against those four teams. And that's my biggest issue.
Sure,
those four teams we have to beat in the playoffs.
Right. Well, I think that, and again, it's not one of the top four teams, but it's not an accident that they win by 17 and only had 13 turnovers against Utah.
I get it.
Against Boston, they had 19 for 22 points. So I agree with you.
Let's go to Wentz and Foles real quick before I go to my top.
Yeah, that's fine. Go ahead.
It's obvious that, unfortunately, the way the business runs with the salary cap and free agency, it's so tough to do what New England's done. There's no doubt in anybody's mind, it really shouldn't be, that Wentz is our future. However, Wentz is going to have to do something that's very difficult to do in pro sports. He's going to have to change the way he plays because I have a big background in anatomy and physiology. His body cannot handle a player in the NFL that extends plays and doesn't know how to throw the ball away to live to see another day. You're going to fumble the ball, and he's going to get physically worn down. Foles gets rid of the ball because he has to survive.
Correct.
And Wentz has got to learn to do that, and that's going to be our biggest issue because financially Foles cannot stay on the team because of the salary cap.
Absolutely.
All right, I'll finish with my top three moments if I can.
Yep.
Because you're giving me a lot of time, and I appreciate it.
No problem.
I'm going to give you one and three first. Okay. One is obviously the Birds winning the Super Bowl because of obvious reasons.
Yes.
I'm 60, so it's about time we did that.
Okay.
And Nova, I mean, a mid-major winning 2 out of 3
is unbelievable.
Unheard of.
Yep.
John Wooden would have loved to see this team play.
Yes.
But here's my number two moment, and this is a sport in this area that gets very little publicity, and it really shouldn't. Girardi knows a lot about Cale Sanderson and Penn State and wrestling.
Okay.
And all the wrestling people in PA and Jersey are probably saying it's about time. People don't realize that Cale Sanderson, who came from Iowa State, came to coach at Penn State University, where wrestling is best in high school, and has won 7 out of 8 Division I titles, which is unheard of in the sport. And no one talks about Cale Sanderson doing more than what Nick Saban does at Alabama.
Wow.
The sport of wrestling.
All right. You know what? You piqued my interest. I'm going to go research.
You've got to look at what Cale Sanderson is doing with Penn State
wrestling.
And wrestling.
All right.
At the NCAA division, 7 out of 8 year D1 titles. Nobody does that.
I appreciate it, Rick. Have a great rest of your day.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. We go to Scott in Pottstown. Scott, thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Dee, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm good. I have to echo the sentiments of the last caller. It was a pleasure to hear you on the radio. I don't know how long you've been on now, a couple months, but the first Saturday I flicked on the radio and you were on, I was pleasantly surprised. So.
Thank you.
Glad to hear you.
Yes, it's fun.
Wanted to get your take on the Sixers.
Okay.
First and foremost, like their scheme on defense, like I have a problem with it. I wanted to know your thoughts.
Yeah,
it seems to me like in the NBA you want to exploit matchups, and their strategy on defense is to switch, which creates mismatches.
Well, I'll tell you where the philosophy came from is if you go to the Boston series last year, mm-hmm. and especially when Al Horford ended up with Robert Covington down low. Do you remember the play?
Right, yeah.
Okay, it's because they kept pulling Embiid away from the rim, and that would take him out of defensively because he was staying with his guy. And so the philosophy coming into this year was so that they would be better in the spring being able to keep Embiid close to the rim. And so it's been a work in progress because it's a lot of responsibility on Embiid to call. It's almost like a quarterback going through his progressions. And
exactly.
he either calls out that he's switching and now get my guy, or now come back. And he's got to. It's almost an audible for him nonstop. And it looks worse, but I do think it's getting better. And I will tell you, the goal is to be at its best and be comfortable in it by the time they get to April.
Yeah, I'm just worried that he's getting, like, worn ragged. And if you go back to the Pacers game, like, Thaddeus Young, like, took us to task at the end of the game
sure.
and it won them the game.
Yep.
Because Embiid, he wasn't quick enough to keep up on the switch.
I totally agree with you. I sometimes think it shouldn't be all the time.
Yeah, like, personnel dependent.
Correct.
That was
correct.
My thought. Like, I don't know why it's an every time thing.
Well, see, and I think a little bit of that is on Embiid because they're giving him and I think he wants it.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen him want to guard point guards before, and that's great.
But I agree with you.
Jay McConnell on Al Horford's not going to do much good.
Exactly. So I agree. I'll be interested to see, like, come February, let's look at their defensive numbers and see if they've gotten better or adjusted to how people are now seeing, scouting them and playing them differently.
Well, you put my mind at ease, so thank you. And then also, just real quick, I wanted to get your opinion on the Boston game most recently. Did you feel like they weren't prepared?
More prepared.
I felt like they were almost going through their practice motions as if there was going to be no defense.
Right. I hear what you're saying. I thought they turned the ball over way too much. I thought people say, you know, in that last play, why run a play for J.J. Redick? They didn't run a play for J.J. Redick. The ball ended up in J.J.'s hands.
Right.
Now, if you want to take a timeout, or if Ben doesn't like what he's seeing, or, you know, it's not, then take a timeout with 10 seconds because you can set up. I think one thing I get with them, I think they're afraid to take those late timeouts because they're afraid Brad Stevens schemes better against them if they do that. And I don't think that's a good approach to have.
Yeah, there was also a run early on in the game where Coach looked hesitant to call a timeout because I don't know why. He likes to get his guys to get back on track without coaching on the side, which I get. But,
yeah.
I mean, the Spurs just ran up a huge number on us. And
you
got to
stop the momentum.
Play. Yeah,
yep,
exactly.
Yep.
You got to stop the bleeding. I'll get out of here. But
do you have any top three?
Let's go. I won $20 from my boss because I said the Sixers would win 50 games last year.
Excellent.
So
you won it by one. I love
it. And most people looked at me like I had three heads, so I'll take that one and put it in my pocket.
I would have lost money to you as well. I'm going to be honest.
Well, look at that. I mean, I got lucky with what did they go, 20-3 or something?
Yeah, 16 in a row down the stretch.
Yeah.
You should thank Marco and Ersan. They should each get a buck from you.
I'm not thanking them anymore. They're not wearing blue, red, and white.
I know. I'm kidding. All right, what else?
Yeah.
And obviously Bowl.
Yeah, they'll take the Super Bowl, and I'll take Gene Segura on the Phillies.
Oh, okay. I like it. Thanks, Scott. Thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. Appreciate
it.
Brian, what was his last one?
He said Gene Segura on the Phillies.
Oh. Oh, I like that. Yeah, that did happen in 2018.
Yeah, right at the end.
I'm thinking like forward. I'm like, isn't that going to be next year? But I see what he means. Acquiring him.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, that move is not going to mean anything if the Phillies don't get Harper or Machado. So.
Yeah, I hate that dragging out. Really, really annoys me. It's like it should be a shorter window.
Yeah. Imagine if like LeBron and Durant.
Yeah.
Took this long. It's ridiculous. I agree with you.
Dave, I got to take a quick break. We're coming back to you. I want to hear your top three moments, top three sporting moments of 2018. What do the Eagles, in terms of, I know they got to take care of business against Washington, but what does that look like? What's the balance in terms of run pass? Who has to have a big game? My guy is Darren Sproles. I think he's been consistent since he has returned from his injury, and I think he makes a big difference for that offense. There's a calmness to him. He takes care of his own business, and I think it just kind of spreads out to others. So that's that. And in terms of your top three, I said sporting moments. And also, if you want to weigh in on the Sixers, the question was, are we always going to be riding this roller coaster with Ben Simmons' jumper? And I have a stat about that jumper when we return here on 97.5 The Fanatic. 610-632-0975. Join us here on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. Nick Foles continues to set records for the Eagles. Foles passed for a franchise record 471 yards on Sunday versus the Texans and has produced the most 400-plus yards passing games in Eagles history. Can Foles continue the magic and lead the Birds to a third straight win on Sunday in Washington? With an Eagles win and a Vikings loss, the Birds will reach the playoffs. We're talking Eagles football on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Everyone knows that even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS tax debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who could protect you from the IRS, ensuring that you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Natalie Eganoff here for my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. If you're looking for that wow gift, you'll find it at the tri-state area's fastest-growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer, TurnersvilleJeep.com. Right now, during the Big Finish event, save not 10, not 20, but up to 30% off MSRP. Choose from a huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. The general manager, Ron Fina, had me test drive a new Cherokee and I loved it so much. It had the cool tech I wanted and the legendary 4x4 performance I need for winter. Get amazing deals on your wow gift during the Big Finish event at TurnersvilleJeep.com in Turnersville, New Jersey, and tell them Natalie from the Fanatic sent you.
2017 Jeep Renegade Latitude 4-cylinder manual transmission, MSRP $25,575. Selling price with 30% discount is $17,902 plus tax and tags. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer ends December 31st, 2018.
Didn't get what you really wanted for the holidays? T-Mobile can help you fix that. Right now at T-Mobile, some of the hottest phones are included with your unlimited plan for just $40 a line for 4 lines. With the other guys, $40 only gets you a plan. But at T-Mobile, you get a phone included with your unlimited plan for the same price. Start the new year off right with a new phone. Head to T-Mobile and get the Samsung Galaxy S9 included with your unlimited plan for just $40 a line for 4 lines. Visit a store or call 1-800-T-Mobile today.
$30 for essentials plus $10 for phone via 36 monthly bill credits with 4 qualifying trade-ins and auto pay for well-qualified buyers. During congestion, customers may notice lower speeds and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs per month. Video streams at 480p plus taxes and fees. Contact T-Mobile before canceling service or credit stop and remaining balances due. Zero down plus 20 per month for 36 months. Pre-credit price of $720. 0% APR qualifying credit and finance agreement required.
You alone must be strong, but together we are stronger. That was said by 22-year-old lymphoma cancer survivor Lucas Newell. Because of years of cancer research, there are treatments today that saved his life. Researchers need your support in order to find more cures to save more lives like Lucas. I'm Mitch Stoller, Executive Director of the American Association for Cancer Research Foundation. And during this season of giving, please donate to the AACR to help fund life-saving cancer research, because together we are stronger. Go to aacr.org/fanatic today. Thank you.
Hey, Flyers fans. Shawnee Hill here with Gritty. Looking for the perfect gift for the holiday season? Grab a Flyers Santa sack today. Every Santa sack includes a pair of Flyers tickets, an autographed puck, a bonus pair of Wings tickets. Yeah, I was just getting that, Gritty. Each Santa sack also includes an exclusive collectible Gritty Christmas ornament. Add a little grit to your holidays with Flyers Santa sacks. Get yours now at PhiladelphiaFlyers.com.
I can't believe it.
That we're playing 4-on-4 basketball with a barbershop quartet?
Pass the ball, pass the rock. We're open, just pass the ball.
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico. Believe it, Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's the after Christmas stock-up sale at JCPenney. Shop now and stock up on select home items, like up to 60% off comforters, pillows, sheets, and towels. Plus, double up on the essentials you love with buy one, get one free basics for women, and buy one, get one 50% off basics for men. And don't forget to use your coupon for an additional 20% off your purchase in-store and online. JCPenney, style and value for all. Offers valid 12/26-1/1. Exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
Businesses that advertise on 97.5 The Fanatic see increased sales and revenue. The Fanatic's team of marketing professionals can customize a plan that's right for you. Radio is as hot as a Philly sports team. Learn how to win through advertising on The Fanatic by emailing us today at marketing@975thefanatic.com. That's marketing@975thefanatic.com.
The home of Brian Westbrook, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back to 97.5 The Fanatic. I am D-Line, and with you, taking you right up to the Flyers when they drop the puck against the Panthers. But Dave has been so patient. We go to Dave in Center City. Dave, thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
D-Line, I'm the blonde bombshell. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks, Dave.
All right, I'm going to make an NBA prediction, and then I'm going to ask you to make an NFL prediction.
All right.
My NBA prediction is the Sixers will finish with the best regular season record in the league.
No way.
But they will not make it to the finals. And the reason I say that, we're almost halfway home right now in the NBA season. You have about seven teams all clustered around 23, 24 wins. And all these teams are susceptible to losing to the bottom feeders and have lost to the bottom feeders, even in their own building. Your feedback on that, and then I got to get your NFL prediction.
All right. So, I mean, everybody is susceptible, of course, but I think who plays consistently, and that would lead me to say Toronto is doing that. Milwaukee is doing that. I get it. You say it's only a couple. It's one more win for the Bucks. I think it's three more for the Raptors. They're all in that realm in the Eastern Conference. But I haven't seen enough for the Sixers on the road. They have a below 500 road record at 7-10. We'll see where that goes on West Coast trip. Embiid, it says, is now a couple minutes ago listed as questionable against Portland tomorrow night. I think when he sits, that's a big difference. And there's some formidable road opponents that they have not faced yet.
Yeah, the 7-10 road record, you just poo-pooed me, but I think 60-22 will get it done. Now, NFL prediction from you.
Okay.
Assuming the Eagles do advance,
yes,
and let's say the Ravens do win the division, and we'll say Tennessee beats Indy, who's playing for the Super Bowl this year?
Who's going to make it to the Super Bowl? I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say the Chiefs, Andy Reid gets there.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, I'm going to go with Drew Brees.
Okay.
There's something about that guy that I like. I'd love to see him do it at his age. I know he's fallen off, or they have a little bit these last couple of weeks, but they've been really fun to watch, in my opinion. Maybe it'll be the Rams. I have no idea.
The Rams are not going anywhere. All right, let me give you my top three moments.
Okay.
Eagles, Super Bowl victory, Villanova's chip. I'm a huge Tiger Woods fan. Tiger Woods breaking through and winning a tournament.
Wow. Okay, that's a good one. Not him playing against Phil. Not that thing. You mean him winning a tournament.
Yeah, actually, Phil won that exhibition. Take care, Derek.
Thank you very much. Phil did win that. You're right. I forgot about that. Oh, but him winning again. Yeah, that's good. I like that because I'm a golf person. I appreciate that one. We'll go to Austin in Villanova. 610-632-0975, by the way. Jump on. We have a couple open lines. Austin, thanks for calling the Fanatic.
How's it going, D?
Goes all right.
So, quick question about the game on Christmas Day. From the opening tip-off, Brett elected to put JJ on Kyrie, and I thought that compromised them dramatically defensively in the first half. If it had been me, I know it's easier as a fan to say this, but if it had been me, I probably would have elected to put Ben or Jimmy on Kyrie and had JJ on Marcus Smart. Why do you think Brett did that?
Well, first of all, Jimmy was on Kyrie at the end of the game. That you did see, right?
Right.
Yeah. Why he did that, I would love to have heard his reasoning behind it. I do think that, and he's not having as good a year, but he did hurt them terribly. I think part of it was defending Tatum as well. And because he had played so well against them last year, so now you pick your poisons. And Kyrie was coming. He was a couple games back from injury, for goodness sake. And so I think, you know, you're hedging your bet there.
Yeah.
You could have said he could have made the adjustment sooner. Okay, there you go. But I think he would have gone with... definitely Tatum is a problem for them, would have been his number one thing, and that Kyrie was definitely coming off injury, because I did see a quote from Brett after the game saying, I wish he had still been on the bench like he had been, you know, the previous however many games.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yes.
And my other question, you brought this up a couple minutes ago, Joel is questionable for tomorrow night with left knee soreness.
Yep.
After having that collision with Ricky Rubio, which I would imagine escalated that, and seeing as Embiid's the face of this franchise and he has the history that he has, would you be alarmed by him missing a game or by him being questionable with a left knee injury, given the meniscus that he tore 2 years ago?
Yeah, no, I hear you. Of course, anytime. Let's face it. If he's like Wentz, if they say he has a sore back and a like little minor fracture, you still say, what? Wait a minute. But I would take it at its word. First of all, he had an unbelievable statistically across the board the other night for the whole game. And then I would say soreness. Okay, then you err on the side of caution. I wouldn't say it's a problem until I don't see him in consecutive games.
Right.
That's just me.
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
My top three. So I go to Villanova. Number three was my second championship in 3 years.
Absolutely, and unbelievable. Great job by Jay Wright and his staff, and your teams are so fun to watch.
No, absolutely. It's a blessing to be a student there, be part of that community.
Yep.
Number two for me actually is the Super Bowl. I was there, but it was number two for me.
I can't wait to hear what number one is.
Well, you're going to be disappointed, I think, a little bit.
No, I won't.
Number one, I died for the Sixers. That's my team. I haven't missed a game in 10 years. So when I got notification that they traded for Jimmy Butler, not only was that number one because it made me trust Elton Brand, and I haven't been able to trust a GM in a couple of years.
Right.
But then to see him hit those two daggers over the one
in Brooklyn
and in Brooklyn.
Yep.
That was number one, because that was the signal that okay, they have their big three. They've arrived.
I like it, Austin. Have a great New Year, and thanks for calling the Fanatic. I appreciate it. That's a good one. How about how he said he couldn't trust the GM for a couple of years? It's true. And then Elton goes out and makes a move, and Jimmy Butler, Jimmy Buckets, gives him two game winners in his first month here. I hear you, Austin. And those are three great ones. Those are three. That's a winning year right there for you as a fan. Jimmy and Drew, I'm coming right back to you. We'll get your thoughts on the Sixers, the Eagles, and your top three sports moments when we return here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic invites you to hang with us for the Fanatic pregame show at Sugar House Casino. Starting at 1 p.m., it all comes down to Week 17 and another must-win game as Nick Foles leads us into battle with Washington. And we'll keep our eyes on must-lose Minnesota. Join former Eagle Jason Avant, Devon Gibbons, and Bob Cooney. Watch the game with the Fanatic's Andrew Salchunas on Fishtown Hop's huge 10x10 big screen. Dollar Dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets. And plenty of free parking. Presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner. Supported by Visit Philly and Gerhard's Appliances. This is Philadelphia's football station. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Some people avoid dealerships because they don't want a high-pressure sales pitch. At Conkerville, they promise to be different. Great customer service before, during, and after the sale is what you'll find. They're not here to sell you a car. They're here to help you buy one. Now's the time to drive a Conkerville Nissan like I do and save big. Going on now is the Conkerville Nissan year-end clearance event. Incredible deals all month long on all leftover 2018 models. Get 0% financing on select 2018 Nissans and score an even better deal with dealer rebates. This is your opportunity to get the Nissan you want with all the cool safety features like emergency braking with pedestrian detection, 360 camera views, and blind spot warning for changing lanes. Check out 202Nissan.com for all the amazing lease and finance deals. Way too many deals to mention in this commercial. That's 202Nissan.com. 202Nissan.com to find your next Nissan. Conkerville Nissan on Route 202 South in Glen Mills. Conkerville cares.
Want to take your fandom to the next level? Xfinity is the place for the ultimate sports experience. With Xfinity X1, you can track multiple games and leagues at once while watching another game live. And finding everything on your TV is faster with the X1 voice remote. Get instant access to your favorite teams, athletes, and the latest news and stats with the sound of your voice. Just say, show me sports or show me hockey scores, and it's all right there. You can even watch your favorite sports on any screen with the Xfinity Stream app, so you never miss the action. Stream at home with the best Wi-Fi experience or on the go with access to millions of Wi-Fi hotspots nationwide. Plus, get even more with out-of-market packages like NBA League Pass and NHL Center Ice, so you can catch your hometown team no matter where you live. Switch to Xfinity and experience sports like never before. Call 1-800-XFINITY, go to Xfinity.com, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity TV service. Not available in all areas.
Healthy holiday tips are brought to you by Recovery Centers of America. It's okay to say no. When you're invited to a holiday party and you know there will be drinking, if you're not ready or not comfortable, just say no. It's okay to politely decline. Recovery Centers of America provides high-quality addiction treatment. Call 1-800-RECOVERY. That's 1-800-RECOVERY.
That's music to every basketball fan's ears. And this season, you can get in on the action with William Hill, America's number one sportsbook, taking over 1 million bets a day, and now taking bets on basketball in New Jersey. So bet now on the app or at WilliamHill.com. The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
And now a message from Puffs Plus Lotion Tissues. Coughing and sneezing aren't the season's worst flaw. It's the ordinary tissues that can leave noses raw. With each little wipe, they can leave noses red. So do your sniffer a favor. Buy Puffs Plus Lotion instead. Puffs have lotion to soothe and are soft on your nose. You'll feel the difference with each of your blows, especially during cold and flu season. A nose in need deserves Puffs indeed.
I can't believe it.
That we're playing 4-on-4 basketball with a barbershop quartet?
Pass the ball, pass the rock. We're open, just pass the ball.
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Choose the J.
Believe it, Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Natalie Eganoff here for my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. If you're looking for that wow gift, you'll find it at the tri-state area's fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer, TurnersvilleJeep.com. Right now, during the Big Finish event, save not 10, not 20, but up to 30% off MSRP. Choose from a huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. The general manager, Ron Fina, had me test drive a new Cherokee, and I loved it so much. It had the cool tech I wanted and the legendary 4x4 performance I need for winter. Get amazing deals on your wow gift during the Big Finish event at TurnersvilleJeep.com in Turnersville, New Jersey, and tell them Natalie from the Fanatics sent you.
2017 Jeep Renegade Latitude 4-cylinder manual transmission, MSRP $25,575. Selling price with 30% discount is $17,902 plus tax and tags. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer ends December 31st, 2018.
Marzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez middays. Missanelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Here we go!
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
Welcome back to 97.5 The Fanatic. D-Line, I'm with you until 7 o'clock. Flyers will be taking over when I depart. They'll be taking on the Panthers. 610-632-0975. Tomorrow is the final day of the NFL regular season at 425. The Eagles will kick off against the Redskins, a must-win situation for them at 425. The Bears will be facing the Vikings in Minnesota, a must-win for Minnesota. And so the Eagles need the Bears to step up and lend a helping hand. And then out west, it's the Rams and the 49ers. If the Rams win, they'll have the bye. If the Rams lose to the 49ers, which seems unlikely on paper, then the Bears win would matter because then they would have the bye. What do the Eagles need to do to take care of their own business? Who's your standout star going in? For me, it's Darren Sproles because he's made such a difference, I believe, since he's returned from his injury 4 games ago. And then top 3 sports moments for 2018 for you. The Super Bowl has been, I think, in everybody's, but it hasn't been number one. Good old Austin had one that was better. It was Jimmy Buckets. So 610-632-0975. We go to Jimmy. Jimmy in West Philly. Thanks for calling the Fanatic, Jimmy.
Hi, D. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you and your family.
Thank you. First, I want to say very quickly, I've always appreciated the way you went about your job. You've always played it with the fans straight up, and I greatly appreciate that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Very quickly, I have a cousin who's actually a coach, an assistant coach in the league, and bumped into him at a wedding over the summer. And he said to me, he said, look, it's not a big secret that if Ben Simmons had his druthers, he would prefer to be on the West Coast. And I started thinking recently, you know, with it being more and more obvious that Ben's not shooting, are the Sixers a little afraid that if they push Ben, maybe he might force his way out? And because there's something wrong here. I mean, it's obviously Ben's not shooting, and Brett doesn't seem to be taking any action for Ben not shooting.
Right.
So, you know, what's your gauge here on that? And the other thing I wanted to ask you, D, is are we taking it as a foregone conclusion that Jimmy Butler resigns here? Because I think he could be a secondary option for LeBron, who's actively recruiting for the L.A. Lakers. So I just wanted to feel, you know, hear what you got to say.
First of all, well, LeBron got a little slap on the hand by the league sending out a notice to all the teams about not talking about people under contract. Now, he sent it to the teams, but it was clear the message was about LeBron's conversation. So,
oh, okay.
So that's just a little interesting tidbit off to the side. I hear you. I do believe that Jimmy's opportunity to make a lot of money, more money here than anywhere. If the situation is good, meaning they get to the Eastern Conference Finals and possibly even win the Eastern Conference, I think it's the best of all worlds for a guy like Jimmy because it's the one opportunity he gets to cash at such a number. And so if you have a winning situation, they like you, it'd be the first time in a number of years where he's not in the middle of causing controversy in a locker room. I just think all of those things would equal Jimmy stays here. That's just me.
Okay.
And then the other one with Ben and not being pushed to shoot. I hear you. The one of the stats, I went and looked. So let's just say from the foul line out. So I didn't go down. It could be like in the corner. First of all, he doesn't ever shoot in the corner. So I just took how many times has he shot this year from the foul line out, straight back. And he has 14 shot attempts from the foul line out. But two of them have come in the last two games, and they were both makes. I don't find it coincidental, or, you know, it's not just like, ooh, it just so happens he took two 15-footers the last two games. I think you are going to see a conscious effort by Ben to attempt. My number for him is three a game. Just attempt three jumpers. These happen to be mid-range. I'm okay with mid-range. That's not a problem for me. But make them be more honest that you will be willing to pull up and shoot a jumper. I don't think it's a coincidence that that is now happening. I think he's doing it on purpose. And I don't think you're going to see a drastic number. But I'm going to say before too long, he'll attempt three of those a game.
Well, that would be great, D. I would love to see three. Three would be sit fine with me, and I would love to see three mid-range. So you don't think that what's going on with Joel and him speaking out recently will be enough to push Jimmy out?
Jimmy, you mean Ben?
I mean Ben out.
Yeah. And I'll go back again to, you know, sure, he could turn. He's a restricted free agent coming up. He could turn down the money and just play for that 1 year like they do. But to me, the money is too great to turn that down. And he's a restricted free agent, so they're going to offer him the max anyhow. And a max deal, he can't get anywhere else. Not like this kind of money. He's just not going to be able to get it.
I got you.
So, I mean, you can worry in his seventh year that he will be contemplating going elsewhere as a free agent. Absolutely. But you don't have to worry about that for the next 4 years.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
And my top three sports moments were the Super Bowl. I just can't get past it. I think you should
relish in it for all your lifetime.
And I will. I'm going to say Villanova's second championship. I follow college basketball closely, and I just think Jay's ability to do that in this climate where you have, you know, three, four first-round draft picks on most of the teams that have a real chance to win, I think it's incredible. So that was number two for me.
Good one.
And I think the Bryant Colangelo firing, because I think – it changed the direction of the franchise.
Jimmy, that's a great one. I didn't even think about that. You're right. It did change things.
Yes, I think so greatly, because I'm not sure if we get Jimmy Butler or some of the other things happen if Brian Colangelo is still the GM. So thank you, D.
Thank you very much, Jimmy. Happy holidays to you. Happy New Year. Wow, that's a good one. Brian Colangelo. Right. And if Brian Colangelo is there, that draft may have been different. And they may not do that deal that now has that 2021 unprotected pick in their back pocket. They may not do that. And maybe he doesn't, maybe he still takes Bridges. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he doesn't ship them. The whole thing would be totally different. And maybe there wouldn't be a Butler. Oh, going backwards. 610-632-0975. Top three moments, sports moments for you in 2018. We go to Drew in Westchester. Drew, thanks for joining us here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, D, how are you?
Doing great. How about you?
I'm doing great. Happy holidays. Glad you're on the air.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you. I can't believe how fast this... I like to kind of enjoy the week between Christmas and New Year's, and it flew by in an instant.
I know. It's going to be New Year's Eve already on Monday.
Right?
It's crazy.
Well, what do you...
So anyway, I was going to talk a little Eagles.
Yep,
you know,
absolutely.
I'm a little worried about our game. I'm not as worried much so... I mean, I think Chicago's going to come out and bring it with their defense.
I do, too.
I think they're going to shut Minnesota down. I'm not really convinced Kirk Cousins is all that in the bag of chips. Everyone may think he is. But I'm just a little bit worried about this being a major letdown game for us somehow, some way.
The only thing I said, I don't know if you heard us earlier, but there are 17 guys playing for the Redskins tomorrow who have not yet played a game this season at FedEx Field.
They really down. They're really.
I mean, they
down
are so down the to the bottom. Now, the flip side is
I didn't realize they were throwing it in that much.
I think it's a combination of also injury, but
right.
I do think this sport more than any other, when you even teams that are out of it, these guys are playing for jobs every week they play. And so unless you are like last year when the Eagles in their final game could sit everybody by and large, you know, and the Cowboys will be doing something similar because they know their fate. But
yeah,
I think you have teams that will come out and they play hard.
That's what I'm saying. And then, you know, you just kind of maybe think elsewise, like maybe, you know, you got these guys who haven't played who want to come and prove something, you know?
Sure. I do think that the Eagles are playing their best football of this year, these last
Absolutely.
Couple of weeks. So I think from a preparation standpoint, we're not going to see where they had those ups and downs from week to week in the early going. I think they've been that you see something consistent happening right now.
Right.
So.
Okay, so my greatest moment.
Yep.
Well, obviously, I mean, you got to go Super Bowl.
Of course.
That's got to be number one. Number two, I'm a Villanova alum, so I got to go Villanova number two.
Two out of three years is awesome for any Villanova fan.
Yeah, so that was kind of a no-brainer. I'm struggling with my number three. I kind of don't want to tell you what it might be because it's not a Philly favorite.
We're not judgmental here.
Moments or okay? Because I'm a Penguins fan, so I'll be honest. It was nice when the Penguins took the Flyers out of the playoffs last year in the first round.
All right, if you're a Penguins fan, then that is good for you. Good for you.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
No, you know what? You never have to apologize for you being a fan of your own teams. You know what I mean?
No, I was a Mario Lemieux lover. So what can I say?
Oh well, what's not to love? The guy was a great player and a good guy. I interviewed him a couple of times.
He's a great guy. I would love to meet him.
Oh. I was a little enamored. There's only a couple times where I sit across from somebody and I say, wow, this is pretty cool. That was definitely one of them.
I'm jealous, D.
Sorry about that.
He was my idol.
Drew, have a great New Year's. Thanks for calling the Fanatic.
Thank you, D. Yep. All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
610-632-0975. Hop on with us. We're talking about the Eagles. Yeah, see, Drew's the first realist in terms of understanding that the Eagles going in, you can't just show up and assume you're going to win. That we know. Too often in the NFL, you see it. Teams play hard. And Washington, you know, you play for pride, too. That's part of it. And jobs. In the NFL, you're always playing for your job. So Drew's a little concerned there. I personally think to weigh that out or to even it out is the way the Eagles have been able to prepare these last couple of weeks. I think having people back, people healthy, with the exception of Wentz. I think the way Foles is playing, I think he's kind of hit a groove. I don't think Foles is going to come out and have a game that looks like the first two he had in the beginning of the year. I think he's going to continue on the ride that he currently is. I don't know that that's going to be 471 yards. I don't think that's the case. If it was, that'd be his fifth, the most in the franchise already at four. 610-632-0975. We're also looking for your top three 2018 sporting moments. And as I said to Drew, we're not judgmental here. He happens to be a lifelong Penguins fan, Mario Lemieux lover. And so a Penguins moment is totally fine in my book, because if you're loyal to your team, you're loyal to your team. We go to Joey in Philly. Joey, thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's up, girl?
How are you?
I'm doing great. Eagles have life in them. Nick Foles is playing out of his mind.
I totally agree with you.
I'm doing great.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
They set themselves up to need a little help, but what can you do? It's the way it played out.
Well, you know, yeah, you say they set us up to where we need a little bit of help. I say, oh, well, Carson Wentz put us in this position a little bit this year. But, you know.
Well, wait a minute, but I mean, Foles wasn't Foles in his first two games either. Meaning?
That's true, but the team wasn't healthy. Neither was Carson, in all fairness. Carson wasn't healthy either. But it is what it is.
And so here we are. But there's meaningful football on the final day of the regular season. So that's.
Yeah.
That's
absolutely. Big time. And I'm looking forward to tomorrow. We should get the win. We're just going to see what happens with Chicago and Minnesota, because that's a tough game. That game could go either way.
Now,
that's like a 50-50 game.
I totally agree. The first game the two played, I think it was week 7, Bears won by 5, and that was in Chicago. But you know what? It's a different situation. It's a different time of the year. What you're playing for is different. I personally, just by listening to the Bears coach, I think he seems like you should always be playing your best football. Like, he's not scoreboard watching. He wants to be playing his best football going in. First year coach, he seems like he has his guys on board with him with that philosophy, and I think they're going to play hard and play to win.
Oh, absolutely. I agree. Now, I've been speaking to you since last year when Carson went down and Foles stepped in, and I've been supporting Nick Foles since that time.
Right.
So just speaking realistically, what's going to wind up happening is Jeffrey Lurie is probably going to, or not Jeffrey Lurie, but Nick Foles is most likely not going to be here next year.
True.
So I just want your opinion on what if he goes to the Giants. If he goes to the Giants, I think that would be, and we have to see him 2 times a year with
that
Giants
brutal.
Team. That'd be a healthy, that'd be 2 healthy games right there for us. I don't want to see that happen.
I hear you on that. The only thing, I think he's only going elsewhere as a starter, and I do believe Eli is there again next year for the Giants. So,
well, that's why I brought it up, because I read an article today that said Eli might have played his last game as a Giant. So that's where I got that idea from.
Well, I'm going to have to see how what they were saying they're going to do with him. I mean, he's not going to retire.
No, maybe play somewhere else. I don't know the details, but you know, I just read that, so
yeah.
I don't know if it's true or not.
I'm with you in this sense. You don't want Foles in your division. I can tell you that. You definitely don't.
Especially not on that Giants team with Saquon Barkley behind him.
Come on.
Especially with the RPOs he runs. With that guy, I don't want to see that.
Personally, I think the Giants will draft a quarterback. I think I've been told it's not a great quarterback draft. Is that true? Is that how?
That's what I heard.
It's
Joe
not.
Cody
so
that.
Yeah, but so that doesn't help you, because you know that the Giants are thinking quarterback somewhere down the road to add to that group.
Right.
So we'll see what happens. But I think that's a long shot that he ends up with the Giants, meaning Nick Foles. Because we had Adam Schefter on the other day. He said in the state of Florida, and there's a couple options down there. But
yeah, that's true.
He did.
That's true.
He thinks Foles ends up in the state of Florida, and he laid out each of those situations. What are your top three, Joey?
Oh, I want to go. I'm going to go Eagles Super Bowl.
Yep.
I'm going. This is a boxing one. I know you don't talk boxing.
Not much, you know, but I can't wait to hear it.
The Canelo Alvarez win over Triple G, 2018. That was huge.
All right.
A lot of people thought Triple G was going to knock him out and get him out of there. Canelo won.
That
was big.
Okay.
And since I'm a huge Nick Foles fan, I'm going last week setting the all-time yards record in a game in Eagles history.
And you know what? That's a good one. I like that, Joey. Plus, I love that game. Was so cool to watch. It was just a good football game. Yeah, awesome football game. Joey, good job. Thanks for joining us here on 97.5 The Fanatic, and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
All right, Joey, that's a great one. That game was... That'll be a, what do they call them when they replay them back? I don't know what they call that. But that'll be a game that gets played again on the NFL Network repeatedly for people to enjoy over the years, for sure. I like that. He is a big Nick Foles fan. I want to remind everybody, on Friday, February 1st, join the Farzetta and Trey Morning Show as they host Philly's inaugural Super Bowl weekend and tailgate party at the Met Philadelphia. The Fanatic is teaming up with the Philadelphia Cornhole League to throw the biggest cornhole tournament and tailgate party Philly has ever seen. Do you want to play? Go to 975thefanatic.com to register your team for a chance to play on the Mets huge stage. Just want to party? Go to 975thefanatic.com right now and download your free tickets. It's Farzetta and Trey's Super Bowl weekend, and it happens Friday, February 1st at the Met, Philadelphia. Super Bowl weekend on February 1st. Couple open lines, 610-632-0975. We've been discussing because it's the last, well, we can talk about it again tomorrow, but we're like, we'd be a quarter into the game this time tomorrow when the Eagles are playing the Redskins. The Eagles need it if their season is to continue. They also need the Bears to beat the Vikings. Let's see, the Vikings were 4.5 yesterday. I'll double check in the break to see where that line stands. But anyhow, the Bears and the possibility, because if somehow the Rams lose to the Niners, then and the Bears win, they would have a bye the following week. And I say you take the chance. You want the chance to be able. Now the line's 5.5. Ooh, you want the chance to have that opportunity and also to go in playing your best football. So the fact that you have to actually start the game playing to win, it's not like where they already know their fate and they could have had the decision made to rest guys. I think it's very hard on the fly to then adjust to that. So I predict the Bears are going in there playing hard, playing to win. I also think that Kirk Cousins has not given you reason of great magnitude to think that he rises to the occasion in these kind of situations, because his record against winning teams over the course of his career is 4-24, and the Bears are a winning team. So that combination certainly gives hope to the Eagles having their season continue. So we've been talking about that. I say Darren Sproles is my who I'm picking as a guy who has a big day tomorrow. I just love the way he's been playing. Last week, he ran the ball 9 times. He had 3 receptions. I think he was targeted 6 times. But his combination of his rushing and receiving yards were 108. I also think there's just a sureness about him, whether when you throw it to him and he runs, or handing it off to him on that final drive when you were just trying to get extra yards to make it a shorter field goal attempt for Elliott. So Sproles is my guy. Now I'm going to go to Twitter because I know one person tweeted at me that Alshon Jeffrey is his guy. And of course, I said I wouldn't even be surprised if somebody called me or tweeted at me and had the combination, like say it's the Foles-Jeffrey combo, and give me a number of receptions there. So that's one of them. And then also, what are your top 3 sports moments in 2018? We said 3 because if I said 1, I'd have the same answer repeatedly for 3 hours, which is the Super Bowl, of course. But we've had some good ones, including, well, Villanova's had a couple as well, winning a second championship in 3 years. Hats off to Jay Wright and company for being able to do that at a mid-major school, quite frankly. And so Villanova's been out there. Jimmy Butler, the acquisition of Jimmy Butler, and then they spun it into also his 2 game-winning jumpers, one against the Hornets and the other against Brooklyn. That was huge. I loved the one that said the firing, really, of Brian Colangelo, or the departure. We'll say it in a nicer term. The departure of Brian Colangelo, because so many things have happened after that, that had it been Brian's decision, would they still have happened? And so you don't know, but it certainly you can say, maybe not, like the Jimmy Butler trade, maybe not. So along those lines, hop on, join the conversation, 610-632-0975. You are listening to 97.5
The Fanatic. 97.5
The Fanatic.
It all comes down to this. Week 17, and the Birds fly to D.C. in another absolute must win. Even more concerning, Minnesota must lose. Join Jason Avant, Devon Gibbons, and Bob Cooney starting at 1 p.m. for the Fanatic pregame show live from Sugar House. Listen for the Fanatics' Tim McManus checking in with late-breaking game news. After the game, Joe and Joe take your calls and instant reaction on the Fanatic postgame show. All the pre- and postgame action is on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
This is it. You waited and waited and waited.
Perfect.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
And we approve this message.
It's official. 300 Jeeps Chiefs. During Gary Barbera's 2018 year-end clearance.
Hello.
Not 1,000 off, not 2,000 off, but 3,000 off. And that's
the lowdown on the no-down.
300 Jeeps Chiefs. Your choice. Zero down from $16,990. So nice you gotta say that twice.
300 Jeeps Chiefs.
And now during Gary Barbera's wall-to-wall clearance big finish event, we're throwing in everything, including the kitchen sink. So make your choice. Zero down or from $16,990. And of course, there's plenty of easy auto credit. Just come and get it.
Philadelphia's credit connection.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
This is it. Barbera's clearance. Zero down.
300 Jeeps Chiefs.
And from just $16,990.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Payroll doesn't seem that hard. It's just pay rate times hours worked, right? Sounds easy enough. Well, payroll is easy as long as each employee's tax withholdings are properly set up and as long as you don't shoot yourself in the foot along the way. But payroll can be punishing for business owners like me who will assemble their kids' toys without reading the instructions first. We don't need to read instructions unless we're desperate. That's why Patriot Software offers payroll setup and support for free for businesses with up to 100 employees. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Macy's After Christmas Sale has all the stuff Santa missed. Get an extra 20 or 15% off with your Macy's Garter Pass. Treat yourself to 25 to 45% off fine jewelry. Dresses that almost never go on sale are 25% off. And get an extra 30% off men's basics when you spend $50. Now through January 1st at Macy's. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards now offers perks everyone can love no matter how they pay. Sign up for free in-store or at Macy's.com/Star Rewards.
So let me get this straight, Jackie. You, a truck driver, has to track your own mileage? Of course, you don't have enough to think about. You're only driving 40 tons of precious cargo 3,000 miles by yourself. Please, let's also keep doodles of our mileage.
QuickBooks automatically tracks every mile, saving up to $4,600 in tax time.
You know where your energy should be focused? That ding-dong who can't drive.
QuickBooks, backing you. Average tax savings based on QuickBooks self-employed tax year 2017. Customers that had business expenses and no taxes.
Natalie Eganoff here for my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. If you're looking for that wow gift, you'll find it at the tri-state area's fastest growing Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram dealer, TurnersvilleJeep.com. Right now, during the big finish event, save not 10, not 20, but up to 30% off MSRP. Choose from a huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. The general manager, Ron Fina, had me test drive a new Cherokee, and I loved it so much. It had the cool tech I wanted and the legendary 4x4 performance I need for winter. Get amazing deals on your wow gift during the big finish event at TurnersvilleJeep.com in Turnersville, New Jersey, and tell them Natalie from the Fanatic sent you.
2017 Jeep Renegade Latitude 4-cylinder manual transmission, MSRP $25,575. Selling price with 30% discount is $17,902 plus tax and tags. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer ends December 31st, 2018.
Verizon Fios TV customers, don't lose ESPN. The Fiesta, Rose, and Sugar Bowls. The College Football National Championship. The NFL Wild Card Game and the NBA on ESPN could soon be gone. And 6ABC, Freeform, and the Disney Networks could all soon be gone from your Verizon lineup. Take action. Call Verizon now at 1-800-837-4966 and tell them you want to keep all the networks you're paying for.
You alone must be strong, but together we are stronger. That was said by 22-year-old lymphoma cancer survivor Lucas Newell. Because of years of cancer research, there are treatments today that saved his life. Researchers need your support in order to find more cures to save more lives like Lucas. I'm Mitch Stoller, Executive Director of the American Association for Cancer Research Foundation. And during this season of giving, please donate to the AACR to help fund life-saving cancer research, because together we are stronger. Go to aacr.org/fanatic today. Thank you.
Businesses that advertise on 97.5 The Fanatic see increased sales and revenue. The Fanatic's team of marketing professionals can customize a plan that's right for you. Radio is as hot as a Philly sports team. Learn how to win through advertising on The Fanatic by emailing us today at marketing@975thefanatic.com. That's marketing@975thefanatic.com.
Sports talk for Frankfurt and all of Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back to 97.5 The Fanatic. I am D. Lynam. I am with you up till 7 o'clock when the Flyers will be taking on the Panthers. Talking a lot of football, a lot of basketball, and your top three moments, sports moments of 2018. We go right back to the phones. We are joined by Sam in Lancaster. Sam, thanks for calling The Fanatic.
How you doing, Dave?
Doing great.
Hey, so with the news of John Wall, being out for the season, undergoing surgery here in a little bit, I think that obviously makes the Wizards probably the number one vulnerable team to try and get some sort of deal done, that includes Markelle Fultz possibly. I just wanted to kind of pick your brain and see what the possibilities are here. Now, I don't know if Trevor Ariza could be traded again.
Yeah, I know. I thought the same thing because he had to wait for that 30-day thing. I have to double-check on the rule. I think you can. I think there's a time frame on it, just like there was for the last one. But my thing would be go higher. I would aim at a Bradley Beal.
Well, yeah, you definitely aim at a Bradley Beal first, but I just don't necessarily foresee them being able to put together a package that is realistic in acquiring a guy like Bradley Beal. Definitely, you want to go ahead and try and do that first. But,
are you ready for the one I would do?
I want to hear it.
All right. Mine would be Markelle Fultz, Zaire Smith, Wilson Chandler, and the 2021 pick.
I would do that. The 2021 from the Suns?
From Miami.
From Miami, okay. I would do that, and, I think that's close to the best that we could probably offer.
It is, and here's my thing. If you're doing it in Washington, like I always do really try to think from their perspective. I get it. I very rarely think that somebody who trades an all-star gets equal in pieces back, right?
Yes.
You get multiple players, but the equivalent of talent is usually not the case. But they are also in a situation of where do they go from here?
Yes.
So to me, if you like Markelle Fultz, they would have to like him. They would have to believe that if he were in a point guard situation, which he would have the rest of this year to be all his, quite frankly.
Yeah.
And then to have an opportunity at a lottery pick, to have a Zaire Smith who was picked at 16, if you like the kid's talent, and then you have an expiring contract in Wilson Chandler.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this, I would even possibly consider throwing in the Suns pick that we got in the Zaire Smith deal along with that, if it could possibly help get the job done. But the other thing is, let's say that can't be done, because there are, a lot of questions on whether they can make a deal for a player like Beal. But, if that can't be done,
I would
honestly just do a trade straight up to see if they would do it for Trevor Ariza, Fultz for Trevor Ariza. And that's just, simply because if we get Markelle Fultz's contract off the books, obviously Trevor Ariza is an expiring contract coming up after this season. But if we get Markelle Fultz's contract off the books, we'll have enough money to, we'll be very close to having enough money to be able to sign another top guy along with giving Jimmy the max. Now, I don't know if it's a situation where the Wizards would possibly consider buying Ariza's contract out now. I don't think that would happen just because it would almost be like they gave Kelly Oubre away for nothing.
Right.
But I would do a deal if it came down to it, Fultz for Ariza straight up. You get a bench player, a 3D guy that's going to desperately help the team this year in making a run, and you also free up the cap space by getting rid of Markel's contract.
I hear you. I think... I don't know if the Sixers front office would feel like they got enough back for Fultz. Now, I'm in your camp that his value has dropped because he's not playing number one. And two, what are you going to do? The situation can't really resolve itself here. I don't believe so.
Exactly. So yeah. You just got to look at it in the way of, you know, maybe it's not the value, but you get a valuable player to make a run this year. You get an expiring contract and you get his contract off the books. Those are three positives. I can't really think of any other situation that you would get something, you know, better than that, than those three positives right there for Fultz at this time.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Well, we'll see. I mean, Washington's going to be in the news for, I just saw that like Markieff Morris, who's a player I like and would be somebody if Ariza isn't, I think a Markieff.
I would love him.
Yeah, love him. He's out and he's meeting with a specialist for his back and neck. So now I don't know how serious that is, but that just crossed in the last 10 minutes. But I think I think these are all, look, the Sixers got to do something before that trade deadline or have their eye on somebody they think will be bought out after the trade deadline and swoop in and hopefully get somebody like they did last year like that. But this roster as constructed is not strong enough to get them to where they need to go.
It isn't. And I don't think that the players, compared to last year that could possibly be bought out are going to be similar, you know, such as the Ilyasovas and Bellinellis. I don't see the depth that there was.
A year ago. Yep. I hear you.
Keep that in mind. So, all right. Thanks, Dick.
Thank you so much. Have a great, happy new year.
You too. Bye.
All right, see ya. Thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic. I got to check. I got to check on two things in the break. One about the pick, and two, what was his other thing? I can't even remember. I'll find it. I should have a pen, Brian. That's what I need, a pen to write down as I go. We are joined by Matt in the Northeast. Matt, thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, D, I think the other thing you're looking for was the rule about trading Trevor.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I knew I needed I appreciate that.
Absolutely. My point today is the Eagles game. You know, this is probably, you know, the most nerve-wracking game. I'm so excited, and I'm also so nervous for this game. Basically, I'm going to have basically a command center set up in my house, three TVs going at once, watching all three games just because I want to know what's going on at every moment.
Absolutely. I have a friend who actually has three big screens, unbelievably. I got to have it where I'll be watching on my computer. I have one. Actually, you know what? I wonder if I could use my kid's Xbox monitor as a TV.
Hey, you might be able to.
I might be able to do that. I'll have to try that out. All right. Anyhow, Matt, I didn't mean to get sidetracked there.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, it's the fact that we have to rely on two other teams, basically. You know, obviously, you know, Chicago winning and also hopefully, you know, the Rams losing, basically. So Chicago keeps their starters in.
Sure.
It's kind of, you know, a little nerve-wracking to me. I'm not too worried about Washington, but then again, you know, you never know. Any given Sunday, anyone can, you know, take a game.
Right, and I think in the NFL more than any other sport.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I want to give you my top three sports for the moments for the year. Obviously, one would have to be the Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
Two, I'd have to go with Jimmy Butler signing. And three, I'd have to go with the Flyers firing Hextall and bringing up Carter Hart. I think it's my big third moment there is having the kid come up and playing pretty well.
That's a good one. That's a really good one. Well, I like the variety. Matt, thanks for those, and have a great new year.
Same to you, D.
Thanks very much. Here's one for this. This won't help you, Matt. I just saw this cross. Adam Schefter. More issues for, this is on Twitter, more issues for the Bears that are issues for the Eagles. Chicago linebacker Aaron Lynch did not travel with the team to Minnesota and has been downgraded to out. Obviously, if he didn't travel, you're out. Out for Sunday's game versus the Vikings. But this was a possibility that we knew that players might, there might be a couple or more than a couple that they wouldn't play because it's not in their best interest, as in Chicago's best interest. So that's the word from Adam Schefter on Twitter a short while ago, that the Chicago linebacker Aaron Lynch not making the trip out for the game against Minnesota. 610-632-0975. We are talking Eagles. Couple people little more concerned than I heard earlier in the day, expressing concern about the Eagles just taking care of their own business, because on any given Sunday, as Matt just said, and also notoriously, I saw a tweet from Merrill Reese earlier today, like, take into account that the Eagles have had their trials and tribulations when they travel to play the Redskins over the years. Now, the Redskins are down so many men. 17 guys will play tomorrow for Washington that have not played at FedEx Field this year. That's how depleted or how far down the roster or how their roster has changed, that they have that many guys playing their first game at FedEx Field. So if the Eagles go in with the approach that they have the last two, I do believe they will win this game. And I have every reason to feel people look good. They look fresh. They look prepared. There's a confidence to them. I think Nick Foles is going to continue what he has done the last 2 weeks. What did I say? He was 24-31 against the Rams for 270 yards. And last week he was 35 of 50. I don't think they throw the ball that much tomorrow. I don't. For 471 yards. So we'll see what he has in store for the final game of the regular season. And if Minnesota ends up winning their game, that'll be the final Nicky Foles in a Eagles jersey, most likely. Most likely. That $20 million has to be a mutual deal, and that's a whole lot of money for a backup quarterback. Well, you're not doing it. You're not doing it as a backup quarterback, and Wentz is coming back. So that's the end of that story. 610-632-0975. Hop on, join the conversation. We're with you until 7 o'clock. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. The playoff picture is clear heading into Week 17. Nick Foles and the Eagles need a huge win versus the Redskins and some help from the Bears. Is there a playoff berth in the future for the Eagles? We're talking Eagles football on Philadelphia's football station. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Texans additional hello for select models with a free credit. 50% off 2018 Cadillac XTS produced from Toyota Benz 12-31-18. Call 1-800-CURBANK for full details.
Year-end markdown madness at FC Kerbeck. Final day, Monday, New Year's Eve till 6 p.m. Take an extra 50% off Kerbeck's famous sale tag discount. 200 Cadillacs and Mercedes-Benz reduced for year-end. 2018 Cadillac XTS. Original MSRP, $50,009. You pay just $25,400. 2018 Cadillac XT5 SUV. Original MSRP was $53,800. Now only $32,600 at FC Kerbeck. 2016 Mercedes-Benz C300 all-wheel drive, just $22,990. 2016 Mercedes-Benz E350 all-wheel drive, only $24,990. Back with Kerbeck's famous money-back guarantee. Final day, Monday, New Year's Eve till 6 p.m. at FC Kerbeck.
I'm Frank Kerbeck. Come join us during our year-end closeout.
Want to take your fandom to the next level? Xfinity is the place for the ultimate sports experience. With Xfinity X1, you can track multiple games and leagues at once while watching another game live. And finding everything on your TV is faster with the X1 voice remote. Get instant access to your favorite teams, athletes, and the latest news and stats with the sound of your voice. Just say, show me sports or show me hockey scores, and it's all right there. You can even watch your favorite sports on any screen with the Xfinity Stream app, so you never miss the action. Stream at home with the best Wi-Fi experience or on the go with access to millions of Wi-Fi hotspots nationwide. Plus, get even more with out-of-market packages like NBA League Pass and NHL Center Ice, so you can catch your hometown team no matter where you live. Switch to Xfinity and experience sports like never before. Call 1-800-XFINITY, go to Xfinity.com, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity TV service. Not available in all areas.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Extend the life of your vehicle and save money when you purchase a 5-quart jug of O'Reilly Conventional Motor Oil for $16.99. Keep your engine clean and lubricated. Pick up a 5-quart jug of O'Reilly Conventional Motor Oil for $16.99. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Some say Hulu is the bacon of TV. Think about it. Bacon is so incredibly good, it ruins eating everything without bacon forever. And Hulu? Well, with tons of shows and movies, exclusive originals like The Handmaid's Tale, plus live TV for sports, Hulu will ruin TV for you forever. Mmm, bacon. Mmm, Hulu. Hulu with live TV plan required for live content. Restrictions apply.
It's the after Christmas stock-up sale at JCPenney. Shop now and stock up on select home items, like up to 60% off comforters, pillows, sheets, and towels. Plus, double up on the essentials you love with buy one, get one free basics for women and buy one, get one 50% off basics for men. And don't forget to use your coupon for an additional 20% off your purchase in-store and online. JCPenney, style and value for all.
Offers valid 12/26 through 1/1. Exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
The natural habitat of a creepy doll is a horror movie. It can't help being creepy. It's that small fixed smile and those never-closing eyes, always watching you, plotting, which you're imagining. It's mindless. But when the creepy doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them easy access to emergency roadside service through an award-winning app, it knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. The only question is, how did the creepy doll move from the bedroom to the hallway? I would get out of the house.
Stop into Lowe's for everything you need to get your home organized for the new year. Right now, you can save on storage solutions for the whole home with up to 25% off select storage and organization products. If you're looking to maximize your space, save big with the Edsel 5-tier steel freestanding shelving unit, now only $69.98. It's versatile enough to be used in the garage or the kitchen. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 1-9-2019 while supplies last. U.S. only.
The moment sports fans live for. Well, they just got better. William Hill, America's number one sports book, has just touched down in New Jersey. They've been taking bets on sports for over 80 years. So if you've got a gut feeling, bet with William Hill on the app and at WilliamHill.com. The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Your comments, your opinions in a city that lives and breathes sports. Your voice matters because you care. Get on the line now at 610-632-0975. Presented by Concordville Nissan. Because Concordville cares. Online at ConcordvilleCares.com. Entertaining. Informative. Fun. 97.5. The Fanatic.
Welcome back to 97.5 The Fanatic. I am Dee Lynam, chatting with you out there in the Delaware Valley on this beautiful Saturday. It was beautiful, by the way. I loved it. I played some golf this morning before I came to chat with all of you here on 97.5. And we've been talking about the Eagles and their chances tomorrow and their chances of being able to play in the postseason, which, by the way, the percentage of Super Bowl champs that make the playoffs the following year is 69%. And the chances, I think the number I saw for the Eagles making the postseason going into tomorrow is like 25% because they have to rely on help. But what is necessary in your book, or who do you think has a big game for them tomorrow that would equal their own success against the Redskins down there? And then they have to wait and see what happens with the Bears and the Vikings. My guy is Darren Sproles, who I think has played very, very well since returning from the hamstring injury. He's played the past 4 weeks. Last week, that equaled 9 carries for 52 yards, I think, And then he had three receptions. All in all, he had 108 yards rushing and receiving combined. But I just think I like his leadership. I like I just think everybody, it starts and just seems to spread to everybody there. Everything's just a little better with the offense since Sproles has returned. But, you know, I saw on Twitter that Swine Flu, I think, said he has Alshon Jeffrey, and I get that. I love the connection Foles and he have, and so that's a good one. So what is yours? Who's your player going into tomorrow? And the other part for me was the run-pass game. So last week they ran it 22 times. Foles, of course, had the unbelievable passing game, 35 of 50, 471 yards. He had the three touchdowns. Three or four, Brian? Am I missing one? I got to pull up the box score. But anyhow, I don't think that is what it will look like tomorrow. I do believe they will take care of their own business, and then we'll see. So do you believe it goes beyond tomorrow, the season, the Eagle season? Does it go beyond tomorrow? And what needs to happen in Washington so that is an absolute, they take care of their own business? The other was, what are your top three 2018 sports moments? And we've had some great variety, quite frankly. I put out there that, of course, the Super Bowl, but you could say it. I mean, you know, for most, it's been their number one sports moment. There were a couple people who had it in their top three, but not the exact top one. And so there's been a variety. Villanova's had a couple shout outs for winning their second championship in 3 years. Jimmy Butler has had a couple shout outs. One for Elton Brand making the acquisition or the trade, and then two for him coming and delivering two game winners in such a short amount of time. So that was pretty cool. And then in the couple callers ago, we were talking about the Sixers, and in particular, what they could do maybe with Washington, because John Wall looks like he's going to have season-ending surgery, back surgery. And so two things. One, yes, the pick was acquired from the Suns when they made the deal of Mikal Bridges for Zaire Smith, but the pick belongs to Miami in 2021. So that is the pick that I was talking about. And it did come in that trade with the Suns, but the pick is actually Miami's. And how, I don't know exactly what trade that Suns got that, but that is theirs. So that is the pick. And then the other, how soon or can a Trevor Ariza be involved in a trade since he was just traded to Washington? And my understanding as I'm reading through this, if it's part of a package to more than one player, then there's a 60-day window. If it's just straight up one player for one player, apparently you can do it right away. But if he's involved in some kind of package, then the waiting time is 60 days. That's the best I could read in the break about that situation. So where are you on all of this? 610-632-0975. We go to Gary in Boston. Gary, happy holidays.
Hey, Dee. Happy holidays to you. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Hey, so I was just speaking with your call screener. First of all, you guys have probably the best weekend lineup of any radio station. Awesome. I've been captivated all day, and I love listening to you. You know, I'm a big fan of yours. Rob Motti, Andrew, Jamie, you know, I mean, I could just go on and on. So I love listening to you guys.
Appreciate that. We all appreciate it.
And you love my Boston accent. I know that.
I do. So. I do.
So, you know, a couple things. But one of the things I brought up, I have two things I wanted to touch on. What happens tomorrow in the event that one team, you know, ends up with a tie? And it probably won't happen, but it could. And that could complicate things either way. You know, if you know, potentially,
well,
they both tied, but they probably wouldn't. But if one team, let's say the Eagles win, Minnesota ties, you know, type of thing. And
if Minnesota ties, they already have a tie, so they would then,
yeah,
you know
right.
what I mean?
So that's two games that they didn't win, though. And, you know, it's just something I've been looking at. I'm like, geez, you know, what could really complicate this? And I think that could complicate it.
Yeah, but, I mean, there have been two ties this year, which I thought was two more than usual.
Right, exactly.
So, but, yeah, all right. So that's
and a lot of
thing.
Overtime games
yes,
also.
There has.
Now, and my other thing, oh, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, and a lot of missed extra points.
And well, the other thing is, now, what if, you know, we do have a successful playoff with Nick Foles, we keep him, and we trade Wentz. Let's say they traded Wentz, and they get two firsts, a second, and a third, potentially. And he's a free agent after that. Why couldn't they go back after him again?
Go back after Wentz after that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I don't think whoever you'd be crazy enough to trade him to is not going to get... You're saying you get him as a free agent?
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. I'm saying if you trade him away, why would he want to come back here?
Money.
I there's just no way they trade him away.
No.
I don't. I mean they've said it repeatedly and it's the right thing to do. He is their quarterback of the future. You gave up a lot to get him cuz you believed that much.
And until his injuries, you know, I was 100% behind that. But I don't know if he's going to recover completely from that. And
I will agree with you. And I know there was somebody who said it earlier. If he continues to play the way he plays and not, like, get rid of the football, then you are probably going to have fear that these injuries will, they're all different, but they will continue to keep happening.
And let's hope that trend doesn't happen, but I don't see him changing his playing approach.
Yeah.
He does play with reckless, and that can be an Achilles heel and also be quality for us.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, anything else that you had before I let you go?
That's it.
All right, we lost you, Gary, but hey, thank you for calling. I always appreciate it. Gary from Boston weighing in. I don't see it. I don't think Wentz, he is their quarterback of the future. Tomorrow is Nick Foles Day. That we know for sure. What happens in the postseason, if in fact they are fortunate enough to play in the postseason, belongs to Nick Foles as well, in my opinion. 610-632-0975. Your person that you choose as will have the best game for the Eagles or like the impactful, like you're looking forward to seeing them play so well. That's who's your guy? Mine's Darren Sproles. And top three sports moments of 2018. We know the Super Bowl is most likely number one. What is two and three? And we'll go back to the Sixers a little. We'll talk about Simmons. We were talking about his jumper. And will we always ride the wave for this year when his jumper hurts the team or lack thereof? Are we going to say we need to get him out of here? And then when he plays as well as he did against Utah and made a jumper, but he's made a jumper in each of his last two games, do we then say we're looking at an all-star probably in Ben Simmons and we have or they have their top three in Embiid, Simmons, and Butler, and we want to see where this goes. 610-632-0975. You are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. It comes down to week 17. The Birds need a win in Washington and a Vikings loss to the Bears to reach the playoffs. The playoff hopes are alive and the final week of the NFL season is upon us. We're talking Eagles football on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is it. You waited and waited and waited.
Perfect.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
And we approve this message.
It's official. 300 G. During Gary Barbera's 2018 year-end clearance.
Hello.
Not 1,000 off, not 2,000 off, but 3,000 off. And that's
the lowdown on the no-down.
300 G.
Chiefs, Chiefs.
Your choice, zero down from $16,990.
So nice you gotta say that twice.
300 Jeeps, Chiefs.
And now during Gary Barbera's wall-to-wall clearance big finish event, we're throwing in everything, including the kitchen sink. So make your choice, zero down or from $16,990.
And of course, there's plenty of easy auto credit. Just come and get it.
Philadelphia's Credit Connection.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
This is it. Barbera's clearance. Zero down.
300 Jeeps cheap.
And from just $16,990.
Verizon Fios TV customers, don't lose ESPN. The Fiesta, Rose, and Sugar Bowls. The College Football National Championship. The NFL Wild Card Game. And the NBA on ESPN could soon be gone. And 6ABC, Freeform, and the Disney Networks could all soon be gone from your Verizon lineup. Take action. Call Verizon now at 1-800-837-4966 and tell them you want to keep all the networks you're paying for.
And now a message from Puffs Plus Lotion Tissues. Coughing and sneezing aren't the season's worst flaw. It's the ordinary tissues that can leave noses raw. With each little wipe, they can leave noses red. So do your sniffer a favor. Buy Puffs Plus Lotion instead. Puffs have lotion to soothe and are soft on your nose. You'll feel the difference with each of your blows, especially during cold and flu season. A nose in need deserves Puffs indeed.
You alone must be strong, but together we are stronger. That was said by 22-year-old lymphoma cancer survivor Lucas Newell. Because of years of cancer research, there are treatments today that saved his life. Researchers need your support in order to find more cures to save more lives like Lucas. I'm Mitch Stoller, Executive Director of the American Association for Cancer Research Foundation. And during this season of giving, please donate to the AACR to help fund life-saving cancer research, because together we are stronger. Go to AACR.org/fanatic today. Thank you.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for our all-new Ultimate Cheesy Garlic Bread. How would you like it?
I'll take a skeptical grandma.
Set in her ways?
A smidge.
Grandma, try this Ultimate Meatball Marinara made with Ultimate Cheesy Garlic Bread. Melted mozzarella, parmesan, garlic butter spread. It's just like yours.
Like mine? My grandmother's recipe?
Try it.
You know, my grandmother's cheesy garlic bread was never all that.
Subway, make it what you want. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Stop into Lowe's for everything you need to get your home organized for the new year. Right now, you can save on storage solutions for the whole home with up to 25% off select storage and organization products. If you're looking to maximize your space, save big with the Edsel 5-tier steel freestanding shelving unit, now only $69.98. It's versatile enough to be used in the garage or the kitchen. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 1-9-2019. While supplies last, U.S. only.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money. Easy to learn, easy to use. Small business software tailored just for you. With PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
Natalie Eganoff here for my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. If you're looking for that wow gift, you'll find it at the tri-state area's fastest-growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer, TurnersvilleJeep.com. Right now, during the big finish event, save not 10, not 20, but up to 30% off MSRP. Choose from a huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. The general manager, Ron Fina, had me test drive a new Cherokee, and I loved it so much. It had the cool tech I wanted and the legendary 4x4 performance I need for winter. Get amazing deals on your wow gift during the big finish event at TurnersvilleJeep.com in Turnersville, New Jersey, and tell them Natalie from the Fanatics sent you.
2017 Jeep Renegade Latitude 4-cylinder manual transmission, MSRP $25,575. Selling price with 30% discount is $17,902 plus tax and tags. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer ends December 31st, 2018.
Marzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez, middays. Missanelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5, The Fanatic. WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
I want to remind everybody that you can join former Eagle Jason Avant, Devon Givens, and Bob Cooney tomorrow beginning at 1 o'clock for the Fanatic pregame show live from Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino. Stay and watch the game with the Fanatics. Andrew Salchunas on Fishtown Hops. Huge 10x10 big screen. Dollar Dogs, $2 Miller Lite Drafts, and $12 Miller Lite Buckets, and plenty of free parking. Presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner. Supported by Visit Philly and Gerard's Appliances. So that's tomorrow at Fishtown Hops. 610-632-0975. So, Brian, you'll like this. I texted Coach Lynam to see, can you give me an example of, because we're talking about Trevor Ariza and could he be in a trade again? So he gives the example. Rasheed Wallace, Portland to Atlanta, played a game, then he was traded to Detroit, and they won a championship. And it was true. He was in February, February 9th, and 10 days later, he was in a big blockbuster three-team trade. So, yes, it can be done. Ariza can go. I will say, I found out that I was looking at different things. The whole reason that the Suns had to trade him, because he signed a one-year $15 million deal with the Suns in the offseason, was that he wasn't happy there, and he checked out, like, early in the year, and he would leave the huddle early. I mean, I know it, but you knew what you were signing up for, so you took the money, and then you weren't interested because they are a young team and, you know, trying to figure it out. They're going to be a good team in the future. I'm not sure that's the right, I mean, what, because the Sixers are further along, now he's going to be okay if they got him? That's a little skeptical.
Well,
to
I
me.
Came from Houston last year, too. That was like going from the top of the world
to the bottom
of the world.
I got you, but you got to be a professional. But I hear you. I mean, it sounds a little like Jimmy Butler wanting out in Minnesota, which he got what he wanted, too. So, 610-632-0975. We have an hour with you before the Flyers take over. Flyers and the Panthers. Oh, that was another one that somebody liked. Their top three sports moments was the firing Hextall was made it so they could bring up the goalie and how the young kid has played so well. So that was another one. And another person had the departure of Brian Colangelo, because what ifs had he still been here came one after another after another. So it is funny when you look back on the year and think of these kind of things. What could have happened? See, nobody took the route that I did. I went personal. I went the Sixers getting to the second round just because it had been such a long 4 or 5 year process at that point. And I think there were a lot of good people involved in the process, and to be able to see some of that come to fruition and get to a second round series was good with a young group, quite frankly. So that was my one a hole in one that helped me win a match. You know, it's got to be a winning something in there. And then the other was, and it was a winning game for my son. He was 12 playing at Cooperstown with his baseball team, and I couldn't be there, but there was a camera and I could watch his game, and he gets up and he hits a double, an RBI double. And it was just cool to see his teammates in Cooperstown. I mean, it's baseball heaven, basically. So if you have a little leaguer out there and they have an opportunity, I say absolutely jump on it. 610-632-0975. Dan joins us in from media. Dan, thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, D, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Good, good. So I just wanted to see what you thought about, let's say, a month from now, Fultz comes back and he's still not what we expected when we drafted him, limited range, hit and miss, but slot him purely as a backup for Ben Simmons.
Yep.
You think that still gives the team a real nice boost?
I say we wouldn't even be sitting here having this conversation. I think miraculously, Fultz would never have had a shoulder injury this year. And if he had started the year coming off the bench solely as the backup point guard, you would have one of the better benches in the league. And he would be in his element. And you would only be able to be playing him 23 minutes, but I'll take it. I think all of that could have been taken care of from the beginning, but they force-fed putting him in that starting lineup. And then when you made the acquisition for Jimmy Butler, they had no choice but to have to put him to the bench. And I think that combination did not sit well with him.
Do you think he comes back this year?
It's a tough one for me. I think it's a very tough situation to just step right back in. That's just me. And I don't think it's so much the kid. I think the whole thing is it's just from the beginning not been, it's one thing after another that has a little, I don't want to say has gone wrong, but I guess that is what I'm saying. But I don't know what you do if his trade value is not higher than what it is right now. So I would say, yes, you have to accept him back. But the flip side is they have some serious things to do and take care of themselves to put themselves in a position to, they said it, Eastern Conference Finals. I mean, you know, so they can't cater to one guy and try to be getting him back if, let's just say, it's in the next month. I mean, okay, if he's back by the end of January, I'll try it, but I'm not sacrificing all for one. I'm just not doing that.
I hear you. Thanks for taking my call. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, Dan. Yeah. I appreciate it. Thanks very much. I mean, he makes a great point. And maybe the scenario is that see, my problem, and I hope you're still listening, Dan, I don't know that his agent is willing to let him come into this situation as a backup. But right now, that's all he can be. There is not a place for him in that starting lineup. And Raymond Brothers needs to realize that. And the value of Fultz only comes back as if he plays as the backup point guard there. Now, that's a lot of pressure to put on the kid because you know you're really playing him to showcasing him. But it could have been prevented, in my opinion. But had a force feed. 610-632-0975. We take a break. We'll take your calls on the other side. Final thoughts on the Eagles-Redskins tomorrow. And do they make it to the postseason? Top three sports moments of 2018 for you. You are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. The Nick Foles-led Eagles head into Week 17 with their playoff hopes still alive. The Birds need a win in Washington and the Vikings to lose at home to the Bears to reach the playoffs. We're talking Eagles football on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
What a year. Your home improvement to-do list still isn't to done. But hey, at least you still have time to get the Ford vehicle you've always wanted. Just get to the final days of our holiday sales event. Stop by your local Ford dealer today. It's where you'll find our best offers of the season on Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. So, see you sometime between now and January 2nd. Ford, built for the holidays. And now, for a limited time, you can bring home a new F-150 with 0% financing for 72 months, only at your Ford dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance, regardless of down payment, is available on 18 model year F-150, excludes Raptor. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 1/2/19. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and complete details.
Natalie Eganoff here for my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. If you're looking for that wow gift, you'll find it at the tri-state area's fastest-growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer, TurnersvilleJeep.com. Right now, during the Big Finish event, save not 10, not 20, but up to 30% off MSRP. Choose from a huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. The general manager, Ron Fina, had me test drive a new Cherokee, and I loved it so much. It had the cool tech I wanted and the legendary 4x4 performance I need for winter. Get amazing deals on your wow gift during the Big Finish event at TurnersvilleJeep.com in Turnersville, New Jersey, and tell them Natalie from The Fanatic sent you.
2017 Jeep Renegade Latitude 4-cylinder manual transmission, MSRP $25,575. Selling price with 30% discount is $17,902 plus tax and tags. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer ends December 31st, 2018.
It's a tie game. The game comes down to this. And here's the snap.
That's the sound football fans live for.
at the stadium, the bar, even on the couch. And this year, there's a new name to add to that list. William Hill, America's number one sportsbook. Now taking bets in New Jersey. Download the William Hill Sports Betting app or bet online at williamhill.com.
Touchdown!
The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Verizon Fios TV customers, don't lose ESPN. The Fiesta, Rose, and Sugar Bowls. The College Football National Championship. The NFL Wild Card Game. And the NBA on ESPN could soon be gone. And 6ABC, Freeform, and the Disney Networks could all soon be gone from your Verizon lineup. Take action. Call Verizon now at 1-800-837-4966. And tell them you want to keep all the networks you're paying for.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money. Oh, 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 oh. Easy to learn, easy to use. Small business software tailored just for you. With PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
It's the After Christmas stock-up sale at JCPenney. Shop now and stock up on select home items, like up to 60% off comforters, pillows, sheets, and towels. Plus, double up on the essentials you love with buy one, get one free basics for women and buy one, get one 50% off basics for men. And don't forget to use your coupon for an additional 20% off your purchase in-store and online. JCPenney, style and value for all. Offers valid 12/26 through 1/1. Exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
You alone must be strong, but together we are stronger. That was said by 22-year-old lymphoma cancer survivor Lucas Newell. Because of years of cancer research, there are treatments today that saved his life. Researchers need your support in order to find more cures to save more lives like Lucas. I'm Mitch Stoller, Executive Director of the American Association for Cancer Research Foundation. And during this season of giving, please donate to the AACR to help fund life-saving cancer research. Because together we are stronger. Go to aacr.org/fanatic today. Thank you.
Macy's After Christmas Sale has all the stuff Santa missed. Get an extra 20 or 15% off with your Macy's card or pass. Treat yourself to 25 to 45% off fine jewelry. Dresses that almost never go on sale are 25% off. And get an extra 30% off men's basics when you spend $50. Now through January 1st at Macy's. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards now offers perks everyone can love no matter how they pay. Sign up for free in-store or at Macy's.com/Star Rewards.
This is Mike Missanelli. Tune in to hear Brian Westbrook and I break down the birds every Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. presented by my guys at Landis Block. Create your dream backyard online at LandisBC.com.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Sports Talk for Havertown and all of Delco.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back to 97.5 The Fanatic. I am D. Lynam. I'm here with you for another 45 minutes. All right. Thank you to Jim Fogarty on Twitter for helping me because I stumbled upon Gerhard's Appliances, and so he phonetically spelled it out for me, which I really appreciate, and I'm gonna make sure I write that like you wrote it for me. And he'd like to see Golden Tate make a big showing tomorrow. Now, see, the thing I say about that, it hasn't happened, and I don't see it happening tomorrow, and I don't think it's the guy's fault. I don't think they really target him. And we'll see why that acquisition was made, but it definitely did not pan out, in my opinion. And then I have to go down here that, okay, Hear My Smile on Twitter says, you just said Markelle Fultz, Zaire Smith, Wilson Chandler, and not a number one pick, a first round pick for Bradley Beal. I think you drank too much eggnog over the holiday. Well, here's the deal. Bradley Beal is 25 years old. He's been an all-star last year. He currently is averaging, for his career, he's averaged 19 points, shoots 39% from three, shoots 78% from the foul line. For his career, 79% from the foul line. I mean, this guy is a stud. And you say too much? Markelle Fultz has played a handful of games in his first 2 years. Zaire Smith is a guy you're going to develop, hopefully, over time. That first pick is a Miami in the middle of the pack pick that's going to be. And the Wilson Chandler is to make the money match, and it's an expiring contract. I mean, Wilson's not part of your future. And to me, you got to be willing to give up to get. You have a 25-year-old guy who is an all-star and could so help your team get to where you're hoping to go, and that's a championship-level team. That's the kind of players you need now. Developing time is like we're past that. You need these guys now to be high level players. And so if you think that's too much, the only way you get an all-star like that, you got to be willing to give a little up. And to me, that is a deal that you could do. Now, you're missing. See, you're really not missing much because I just gave you two guys who aren't on the roster playing. So you haven't even depleted your bench. They're not playing. And the pick is, that's why he got it in that trade, so that you could dangle it in a trade like something like this. And then the Wilson Chandler is, that's the one guy, but you're getting a player back and it's a high level guy. I totally like that situation. Anyhow, that was where I would start. Now, whether they end up having to go for an Ariza or a Markieff Morris, and we're saying all of this because Washington probably is going to be in, we got to blow it up mode. And if you could make a deal, now is the time, because John Wall is, by all accounts, having season-ending back surgery. So they are a team you should target. We go to, you help me out in South Philly, Belial in South Philly. Belial, thanks for calling 97.5.
Hey, D.
How are you,
sir? How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
So nice to hear your voice.
Thank you.
on the talk show and with the Sixers.
We had a good time. We had a good time for a long time.
I mean, it's still nice to see your dad, but I miss you up there.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Dean, I want to ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, I love my Sixers. I talked to you many times since you've been on the radio a few times, you know. But when is it ever not going to be enough balls? Like, you know that saying, it's just not enough balls.
Yeah, right.
And I think that's where we are now. So if we reach out to another player like a Bill, when is it not going to be enough ball?
Well, here's the deal. First of all, would you agree with me that the bench is not strong enough?
I agree. I agree that the bench is not strong enough, but yet I'm not a big fan of Brett Brown, the way he uses his bench. But I agree. Now, are you trying to say that we're going to bring Bill off the bench?
No, I'm putting Beal in the starting lineup. I'm bringing JJ off the bench.
You're bringing JJ off the bench.
And
okay.
JJ's body would appreciate it. The guy's, you know, 30, is he 34 yet? 33 or 34?
He's 34, they say.
Yeah, I think.
He's 33.
Yeah, so I said 33, he's going to be 34. So my point is that instantaneously that bench goes up a notch. He's your sixth guy. Beal's in the lineup. I think defensively, you help your starters with a Beal. No disrespect to JJ, but that's not his strength. And then how you use your bench, you know, he never does a four guys in and, you know, for four starters. He always likes to have at least Embiid or Simmons on the court at all times.
And can I ask?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me ask you one thing, D, real quick.
Sure.
Why is it that our big three, as they say,
yes,
only is on the court 18 minutes together? Like, I don't understand that. Like,
well,
it doesn't make sense to me that they're only on the court together 18 minutes per game.
That's unbelievable. I'll have to go and look at that because there's a... You can go to the advanced stats on NBA.com and get right. the lineups. I'll look at it.
I'm going to be
shocked that that's the case. And can I tell you why? Because if they just went and looked, you have to go and add up when all three of them. It's not an easy task to do. I mean, Elias right. could do it in a minute. I'd pay for it actually to find right. out. I would put money on that. Well, let's see.
That's what I heard, though, through okay. one of the games I was watching. The announcer said that they're only on the court together for 18 minutes per game.
That's a third. That's a third of the game. It doesn't, right? Out of 48 minutes? That doesn't seem. All right, I'm going to check on that, Bilal.
All right, it's so nice to hear your voice. Like, I enjoy listening to you. I love talking to you. And, hey, go Sixers.
And Happy New Year to you.
Thanks. Same to you, Ding. Many more.
All right, to you as well. Thanks very much. I am going to look at it. 18 minutes. Now I'm thinking they average, well, Embiid and Simmons average, you know, up mid-30s. And Jimmy was high when he got here, probably has dropped since. But I would find that hard to believe. But I'll look into it at the break, and we're going to come back after the break, and I'll see if that is true. Should we wish the happy anniversary right about now? I think I should. Happy anniversary. You're saying, ooh, what anniversary is it? It's the anniversary of the firing of Chip Kelly. That was 3 years ago. Doesn't it feel like a lifetime ago? Oh, my goodness. So, yeah. And this year, at my alma mater, Chip Kelly went 3-9, but he has a great recruiting class apparently coming in. 3-9. But 3 years ago, can you imagine if that had not happened? I can tell you this. You would not be telling me that one of your top sports stories of 2018 was the Super Bowl, because it wouldn't have happened. And so, yes, happy anniversary to the departure of Chip Kelly. Staying with you until the top of the hour. By the way, Brian, I might as well take this opportunity. What are your top three sporting moments of 2018?
Well, you know what? The callers and you've kind of
swayed
me a little bit. I'm going to put the Butler trade. I really like that.
Yep.
And that was kind of like a turning of the tide for the Sixers. And two, I'm going to put that Sixers run at the end, the winning streak,
it ends up being 16 regular season.
Yeah, and to get into the second round, that was big, I thought. You know, that was like the end of the process, I felt like. And number one is just that Eagles run in general. I could have went Atlanta game. I could have went put on the dog mask. I could have went the NFC Championship game. I could have went the Super Bowl. I could have went the parade. I'm just going to put them all into one and say that was obviously the number one moment.
Yeah, so like the Eagles of January, February killed it for you.
Yeah, putting on the dog masks.
Yeah.
And then the NFC Championship game was incredible. And then the lead into the Super Bowl, and then, of course, the parade. That whole run was number one. I don't know if that'll be topped in any year, but we'll see.
That it'd be very difficult to top the whole thing.
A summer parade for the Sixers would be pretty good, though.
That would, right? We'd have it at the end of June. You have to have the parade right after. Yeah, after the championship would be won, so it'd be before the draft. So we're talking right about June 20th.
Yeah, wearing shorts and a t-shirt.
Yeah, like we could have a big beach party.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm in for that.
I'm in for a beach party down Broad Street.
And Embiid's speech could probably top Kelsey's. Or could top Kelsey's. I don't know. We'll see.
I don't know if it could. Could.
It could. He has the potential. He has the potential, I should say.
He does. Kelsey's was pretty damn good, though.
Yeah, Kelsey was awesome.
But I would agree with you that Embiid's creativity and his mind goes in a direction that it would be epic.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Good ones. I like that. And you involved a lot of teams, people. It was a great run, actually. 2018, let's think about this. The Eagles won the Super Bowl. The Sixers turned a corner, won 51 regular season games, made it to the second round of the playoffs. Villanova won a championship. The Phillies kept us interested until the unfortunate demise at the end. But if we could have had maybe two-thirds of a season, it would have been awesome. And then, you know, the Flyers are coming up at 7 o'clock. So
Carter Hart came up.
What's that?
Carter Hart came
yes,
up.
Yes.
And they got rid of Hextall, which is a good move, in my opinion.
And him coming up is like their future is coming.
Yeah, that signals
that's
their future.
That's the first of their process, yes. Or the, you know, turning that corner. So, yeah, it's been a great sports year in 2018. Maybe tomorrow morning, if Andrew allows, because I'm on the air with Andrew at 9 o'clock, and I do hope you'll join us. What is in store for 2019 sports-wise in this city? Like, you know, let's think about this. Now, when we're on in the morning, we won't know what has happened with the Eagles, so they'll still be in play. So somebody might be like, oh, well, the Eagles got to the... They won their first game and made it to the second game. And maybe we'll have somebody like that. Maybe you say what's in store is the Sixers go to the Eastern Conference Finals and they beat such and such. So what do we have in 2019 sports-wise? How far can a team go? How big can we be in the city of Philadelphia from a sports standpoint? And maybe it'll be, we'll get it back to the baseball. Maybe somebody says we actually finally do land Machado, and that's going to be in 2019 because neither he or Harper are deciding before January. So that we know. January, actually, now as I said that, it's literally a couple of days away.
Yeah, tomorrow could set the table for 2018 a little bit. If the Eagles get in the playoffs, who knows?
Yeah, all bets are off. They could live that dream yet again. All right, 610-632-0975. Let's talk one last time. What do you have in store for the Eagles tomorrow? Who's your guy? Who comes up big? Is it Alshon Jeffrey, as my friend Swine Flu says on Twitter? It's Darren Sproles for me. And maybe somebody can weigh in on what it's quite frankly possibly Nick Foles' final performance as a Philadelphia Eagle. It's quite possible. So what kind of performance are we going to see in Nick Foles tomorrow afternoon down at FedEx Field? Matt, I'm coming back to you in a moment. 610-632-0975. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic invites you to hang with us for the Fanatic pregame show at Sugar House Casino starting at 1 p.m. It all comes down to week 17 and another must-win game as Nick Foles leads us into battle with Washington. And we'll keep our eyes on must-lose Minnesota. Join former Eagle Jason Avant, Devon Gibbons, and Bob Cooney. Watch the game with the Fanatic's Andrew Salchunas on Fishtown Hop's huge 10x10 big screen. Dollar Dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets. And plenty of free parking. Presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner. Supported by Visit Philly and Gerhardt's Appliances. This is Philadelphia's football station. 97.5 The Fanatic.
So let me get this straight, Jackie. You, a truck driver, has to track your own mileage? Of course, you don't have enough to think about. You're only driving 40 tons of precious cargo 3,000 miles by yourself. Please! Let's also keep doodles of our mileage.
QuickBooks automatically tracks every mile, saving up to $4,600 in tax time.
You know where your energy should be focused? That ding-dong who can't drive.
QuickBooks, backing you. Average tax savings based on QuickBooks self-employed tax year 2017. Customers that had business expenses and no taxes.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur. Congratulations, small business owners. You've made it into the new year. I hope you celebrated your accomplishments, but now it's time to get back to work. Start by honoring your New Year's resolution to fire your overpriced and error-prone payroll provider. Why not start the year fresh and let Patriot Software keep your payroll tax filings spotless from now on? Patriot Software offers payroll and payroll tax filings for up to 100 employees. Our payroll customers rate us 4.9 out of 5 stars. Now that's a New Year's resolution you can live with. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Spilled your red wine? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back on track quicker. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
With the new year upon us, the New Jersey Transit Police Department reminds you that we all need to work together to keep our transit system safe. Your attention is our most valuable asset. If you ride the train or bus, if you live or work near a station, be alert and aware of your surroundings. If something doesn't feel right, it probably isn't. Report suspicious activity to 1-888-TIPS-NJT or text your report to NJTPD. New Jersey Transit urges you to help us keep our transit system safe. Report suspicious activity to 1-888-TIPS-NJT or text your report to NJTPD.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast, but the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Natalie Eganoff here for my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. If you're looking for that wow gift, you'll find it at the tri-state area's fastest growing Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram dealer, TurnersvilleJeep.com. Right now, during the Big Finish event, save not 10, not 20, but up to 30% off MSRP. Choose from a huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. The general manager, Ron Fina, had me test drive a new Cherokee, and I loved it so much. It had the cool tech I wanted and the legendary 4x4 performance I need for winter. Get amazing deals on your wow gift during the Big Finish event at TurnersvilleJeep.com in Turnersville, New Jersey, and tell them Natalie from the Fanatics sent you.
2017 Jeep Renegade Latitude 4-cylinder manual transmission, MSRP $25,575. Selling price with 30% discount is $17,902 plus tax and tags. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer ends December 31st, 2018.
Tax and tax additional on select members with approved credit. 24-month financing with $24.95 due at signing. Event ends 12/31/18. Call 1-800-KERBECK for full details.
Year-end markdown madness at FC Kerbeck. Final day Monday, New Year's Eve till 6 p.m. Take an extra 50% off Kerbeck's famous sale tag discount. Over 250 Buicks and GMCs reduced. New 2019 Buick Encore or GMC Terrain. Just $149 per month. 2018 Buick LaCrosse was over $44,000. Now just $22,000. That's 50% off. Over 250 Buicks and GMCs reduced up to 50% off. 25% off new 2018 Acadia Denali. That's over $12,000 off MSRP. Experience the new Buick GMC. We are professional grade. Final day, Monday, New Year's Eve till 6. Encore or Terrain. Just $149 per month at FC Kerbeck Buick GMC.com.
I'm Frank Kerbeck. Come join us during our year-end closeout.
Verizon Fios TV customers, don't lose ESPN, the Fiesta, Rose, and Sugar Bowls, the College Football National Championship, the NFL Wild Card Game, and the NBA on ESPN could soon be gone. And 6ABC, Freeform, and the Disney Networks could all soon be gone from your Verizon lineup. Take action. Call Verizon now at 1-800-837-4966 and tell them you want to keep all the networks you're paying for.
Let's go! For Zeta and Trey in the morning, listen, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back to 97.5, The Fanatic. I am Dee Lynam, chatting with you this Saturday afternoon, taking you up to the Flyers. And we've been talking Sixers, Eagles, and your top three sports moments of 2018. Matt, we go to you in South Philly. Thanks for waiting. Thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, Dave. Nice talking to you.
You as well.
I've got a question. So I don't think the Bradley Beal trade would kind of work. Just for the money-wise, you would have to deplete your bench to try to get that kind of money to match. So I'm thinking, like, if you get a Ariza, you wouldn't have to give up as much, you know, I mean, maybe a first-round, I mean, a second-round pick or something, or two second-round picks. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, first of all, the money actually is closer than you think because Wilson makes 12. Fultz is 8. Yeah, I'm getting to it. Fultz is 8. You need to get 20 within 20% of the 25 that Beal makes, which you can do.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
but you think that? So you think getting a Beal would be better off than trying to get a couple of smaller pieces? Then.
Well, here's my thing. You'd have to believe that Beal is that guy that you're planning on trying to get in free agency this summer, because once he has 2 years left on this deal. So he's a free agent in 2021. But that gives you 2 years of, I mean, I'm going to step out on a limb and say Ben Simmons is going to be, if he's not an all-star, he missed it by a millisecond this year. I think he's an all-star. So to me, it's an Embiid, Simmons, Butler, Beal. And Beal's only 25 years old.
Yeah, you're right. Are you thinking Washington's ready to break it apart now?
I think they're going to have to do something. If Wall gets the surgery, that recovery time for him is 6 to 8 months from what I've read. Now, we can hear more later, but that's what I've read. And I'm just saying, even before that, because they're 10 games under 500 right now, that something drastic is going to happen. And because it would appear they missed their window 2 years ago, I thought they were a force to reckon with. It's obviously not worked out. I think Wall has been part of the problem. I think they've gotten rid of guys that helped them be a good team because Wall didn't get along with them from a personality standpoint. And so now here they are. I'm not saying they blow it up, but I'm just saying I would offer because you know that they have to do something different to move forward. And the best thing you can do when you're in that situation, they can keep Beal and try to, but they can't grow it fast enough to have something significant while he's still under contract. So to me, if you had three young pieces, they would have to like Fultz, and they'd have to think that developing Zaire Smith would be worthy, and they would make a run on having that 2021 pick from Miami. But that gives you development in three different guys.
Three spots, right.
And an expiring contract in Chandler. So
I hear you.
Yeah.
Well, just real quick, I got one more question for you.
Yes.
See, I love the Sixers. So looking around the league, I love Vucevic. Do you think it's possible to have Vucevic play power forward if you went to make a move for him?
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to ask my higher up basketball people. I don't believe so. To me,
no.
Well, because I don't know if he could guard a four. That'd be my biggest problem.
That's the only thing I was thinking.
Yeah, and defensively, first of all, he'd have to come and be a backup. And he's a very good starting center in the league in its own right. I don't think he's the answer. I'd rather have a true. I need a defender coming in, and Vucevic is not that. That's
like
why,
a Lopez, maybe,
or like a Markieff Morris. You think defense with him, toughness with him. Ariza, you think defense. You think, you know, veteran caginess and defensively. Houston misses Ariza terribly, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So, what are your top three?
I'm, like I said, a huge Sixers fan, so I would say Sixers Finals is great for me. So I would say Sixers Finals, Eagles Championship, Philly Championship.
Oh, I got you. Meaning, wait, what are your top three? I meant for 18 that already took place.
Oh, man. I would just say Sixers Finals. Eagles Finals, Eagles Championship.
Yep.
Butler Trade.
Butler Trade's a great one. I should have thought of that when I said get into the second round, but that's
all right. Yeah. Third, I really don't know.
All right, that's fine. I had you thinking about 2019. I like getting to the you said the Sixers get to the finals or the Eastern Conference Finals?
Eastern Conference Finals.
Okay, I like it. We'll talk about that later in the year then, Matt.
Okay, dude, you have a good New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. I like that. I had them already thinking about tomorrow with the 2019. We go to Mike in Flower Town. Mike, thanks for calling 97.5.
Yeah, how are you? I don't really know your name. Is it Eli? Aline?
It's the fourth letter of the alphabet, D.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No problem.
Yeah, I've listened to you before, and this is the first time I called your show, you know. So,
thank you.
I was going to talk about the Eagles tomorrow.
Yes.
And you know, with the Bears and the Vikings.
Yep, you need help.
So, yeah, I wanted to give you a rhyme.
Okay.
You know, and I probably shouldn't say it now, but maybe I should have said it after the game. Engine number 9 riding down Chicago line. If the train goes off the track, do you want your money back?
That's pretty good, Mike. I like it.
Do you remember that?
No.
When you were a kid?
No, I don't. I apologize, but I don't. But I was going to say, did you make it up? But apparently you did not.
No, I didn't, because we always heard that when we in Philadelphia. We always heard that.
Oh, wow.
You know? And I could never figure that one out, you know. So I was hoping that maybe you could figure it out, you know.
I'll do some research for you and see if I can find anything out.
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
Bye, Mike. Thanks for calling 97.5, yep. And Happy New Year to you. No, I never heard that one before. And I was ready to give the guy credit for that he came up with that all on his own.
Never want to hear it again either.
We go to Chris in Pensacola. Chris, thanks for calling 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, how you doing? What's your name? Is it Wally?
Would you stop, please?
No, I'm kidding. No, you know I'm a teacher.
I know. I said I don't need you carrying on and continuing.
Well, I'm in the Catholic school, man. Now I'm 51. I got to get my shots in.
Okay, Chris.
I'd love me some Beal. I told that before, but I don't think we have assets to get him. And if Washington, I try to rebuild with him and dump everybody else.
Well, I would say that's probably. That's what ideally they want to do, but I mean, I'd have to look at their draft situation, but it's hard to build. It's hard to build from the ground up with. That's 5 years. We've seen it here.
Oh, I know. I know. Do you know me? I'm a dummy. I'm a season ticket holder for 4 years. I was going down there for 10 cents. I was sitting rows from the floor for long.
But Chris, you know, I'm just saying your biggest asset, and I'm not saying you have to get rid of them this year, but by 2021, if you're still in, like, you know, 13 and 23 like this, you have no shot of keeping Beal. Yeah. But but they have 2 years to figure that out if, in fact, that's what they want. I'm just saying there's going to be a fire sale down there. Might as well get in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Here's two intriguing names that nobody seems to bring up. Well, the one's fairly new. And they're desperate for a guard out there. And maybe you throw a pick in enhancing, you cut your a little bit of losses, and you wipe your face off and pick yourself up. I love me sell some Warren out of Phoenix Suns, TJ Warren. I just love the guy. I just think he'd be a great fit here. He can play. He's averaging 18. His 3-point percentage shots way up. He's like 44%. Josh Jackson is flailing out there miserably.
Yeah, I'm going to say that they're not willing to trade their young guys right now. They like where they are. I think they think they have a bright future. What's your Eagles point, Chris?
Okay, my Eagles point. And here's another quick one, because when there's talk, there's fire.
Yep.
And I wish we would have drafted him 2 years ago. Dennis Smith can be had. I'd love me to get some Smith.
That ship has sailed. I got to go because... Eagles
Day. At the end of the day, fly, Eagles, fly. Happy New Year to you all. And guess what? Big W tomorrow, running away with the 28-13 book. It drive safe, wear a hat. It's cold out. Peace.
Thanks, Chris. I do have a hat on, and Brian can testify to that. My hat is on. I'll be quite warm. He said 28-13. I like it. I do believe they are going to win that game. I do also think that the Vikings-Bears game ends first. And they'll already know the result. I think because of the running game up there, it'll go quicker. Anyhow, Brian McLaughlin, it's always a pleasure watching through the glass. Thank you for navigating the calls. Thanks for getting me in and out of these breaks. Thank you to all of you who have been listening to us this afternoon. Flyers are coming up. I'll be back again tomorrow morning with Andrew Salchunas. And we'll talk about the Eagles one more time. It could be Nicky Foles' last day in that Eagles jersey. What kind of day does he have in store for all his faithful fans who he so appreciates? That is genuine. That is true. I am Dee Lynam, and I thank you for listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.